Blog Talk Radio.
Doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a strong one at her when cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in her nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hands in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be. If I work hard at it, I'll be where I wanna be. Boys and girls, listen again. This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see. As cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, for you meet a man with HIV. You can host the TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists. Don't act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys. You can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking weed and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write. Begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna
now,
be.
Go.
I know I can, I know I can. Be what I wanna be.
We came to this country, we were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded, they heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked, slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces, shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today. You see, if the truth is told, the youth can grow, they learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, hoes. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen.
I know I can,
be what I wanna be. If I work hard at it,
I'll
be where I wanna
be.
Can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youths.
Cause it's not like the future depends on it. We'll save the animals in the zoo. Cause the chimpanzee, them a make big money. This is how the media pillages. On TV, the picture is. Savages and villages. And the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids. Stereotyping the image of the images. And this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on and all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that we'll ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them ever flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them sick can't defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that sends in my soul and I will forever own, Lord. Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser? Are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape change again, everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. Gotta teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with a wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds?
Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruin. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw soul over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a dollar me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. A fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Damn. Savali. Patience.
Yeah. On the radio, finally. We are on the air. No doubt. Right. There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. We get on into some of that order comments tonight. First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. We got to talk about what is taking place on the planet. There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we are now going to make this the hottest day of the week.
Proceeding in numbers and time order and importance, no more prominent parts, more physical instruments, earthly state of human conserving existence, and then definitely multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates to bring about specific things that we make on value with natural characteristics. How that radiates electromagnetistics of sound through the same as your thoughts transmit to. first. Seen in numbers in time, order, and importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human conserving existence. And the definite multitude, quantity, or distance. Order. They bring up the physics and the degrees of God and the natural appearance of this. How the radiates electromagnetistics of sound through the image of thoughts transmits it.
Calendar right, get your schedule right. You need to know how intention is straight out.
Alright, so these clues of getting throughout the various languages was to piece the puzzle of the ancient history school back together again.
And from plan on doing both of us, bringing y'all some surefire diagonal, we're gonna take this level up a notch. You're gonna have stuff to do here. This is not just going to be about philosophies and theories and shit that works.
You have activated pyrethrin, which have produced this black chemical called melanin.
I think what we did was gave a hard line in the sand between different definitions of esoteric study and exoteric study. Time over.
Playtime is over, my naggas. Welcome back to First World Order Radio. Your host, Dr. Aleem El Bey. And I'm getting ready to bring on co-host, Brother Grand Sheik RL. Brother Fahim, it is nowadays, isn't it, bro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother, peace and love, Brother Aleem.
All right, peace, Doc. The intelligent one, no doubt. And we're getting ready to bring on Brother Panic. I'm pretty sure he's here on the line. Let me get him in. Peace out.
Peace, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear, brother.
Loud and clear.
Peace, peace. Good to be here on Wednesday. What's up, Brother Lean? What's up, Brother L? How's things going?
Wonderful, it's going good. Going good. We ready for you to get into this info. This is going to be the second week of the question and answering. And so for those that want to call in, the phone is 626-414-3535. That's 626-414-3535. Give us a call. All right. How you want to start this out tonight, Brother Panic?
Same as before. We're going to do it just like we did last week. Yes, sir.
All right.
Same way we did last week. We're going to get into the Q&A. Of course, I open up. And this is based upon a lecture that we laid out 2 weeks ago where we gave out detailed information on Kundalini. The information was so detailed that 2 weeks later, we're still doing Q&A on the subject.
That's
and
right.
I believe this is just that important. It deserves just that much attention based upon the subject matter, which is Kundalini enlightenment. The key to your whole conscious path is to find light, period. There's no in-between. Everything else, language, clothing, diet, is all just frills. It's all just fillers compared to the actual true goal of conscious work, which is Kundalini enlightenment. Kundalini enlightenment, in a nutshell, is basically primal life force energy that you do have access to, but it sleeps with you. Because that is the process of Kundalini when you become a human being. So once you have grown past, and it may take you lifetimes, human thought. Now, you've heard me go hard on human thought and how let's just say, degraded it is. But if you can't go down that route, if you're still having problems with that route, what you can look at it as, if you're conscious, you've grown beyond human thought, beyond its corrupt nature. If you can't buy into its corrupt nature by the obvious, you get what I'm saying? Best case scenario, if you're doing the best you possibly can, there's always someone starving on the planet. Mm-hmm. For you to survive and thrive, you must in some way eat off of something, including vegetation, which on the other hand, you definitely like to say it's alive as well. So you're still vampiring off of vegetation. Something has to die for you to survive. So this creation itself is a flawed creation. Like I said, you don't have to take my word for it. You get into any form of Gnostic thought, any form of Gnostic teaching, this will clearly explain itself. But if you really get into any form of mythology and you're able to get to the level of mythology decoding, what you would come to understand is they wouldn't be talking about these things unless they were talking about moving beyond humanity in its true nature. And just the mere fact that they're talking about moving beyond humanity must mean something's inherently wrong with it, or the ancients seen something is either inherently wrong with it, or it wasn't a final destination. Let's just say that if you can't find nothing wrong with it, what's clear based upon ancient behavior, ancient mythology, ancient cultures, that humanity was definitely not the final destination. So when you look throughout the mythologies on the planet, you'll find certain things start to come up over and over again. Certain symbols start to replay themselves over and over again. Certain things can be compared, even though these people didn't have a physical relationship with each other. Certain numbers, certain dates, certain theories, certain concepts seem to keep reemerging. Now, one of those concepts, one of those symbols, is the symbol of a snake, which we have clearly decoded, clearly understand to be the symbol of the life force energy, kundalini energy, the process of birth, regeneration, and death, regeneration. This symbol shows up throughout every mythology, every culture with a shaman or shamanistic system. The snake seems to be center of it, and we understand this to be the Naga force, which is the Kundalini goddess, which is the origin of the word nigga, which clearly makes you the nigger, a Kundalini being.
Yeah.
An entity that the world looks upon as divine based upon your access to the Kundalini energy. Now, so what's clear without having to be deep at all is that this Kundalini energy, this life force energy, seems to be the purpose for you to get out of bed, to have access to something which sits inside of you that can be expanded into a whole new reality that goes beyond humanity. So, at the very least, two question and answer weeks is the least we could do here for something so important that your whole entire conscious path should be based upon that study, and everything else should layer on top of it. Because once you start getting into layers and different types of study, you'll see is nothing but code or different ways of accessing Kundalini energy, life force energy, whether it's prana, chi, Uranus energy, any of these things that you want to call it, is the same concept, same mythology. Whether you're in China, you killed my father, you killed my uncle, they still talking about the damn Osiris Set story. I must revenge my father, avenge my uncle. They're just talking the same Osiris story, and the same story keeps returning because they're trying to tell you one thing. So I think it's very important we get down to common denominators in this consciousness, because what I seem to find out, especially if we're doing class, the people are all over the place. So, again, we're staying on this subject because I believe it's that important. And I believe we can take one of the first calls. We have enough people on the line, I assume, by now. And we can start with taking some calls if Brother Aline is ready.
All right, we're going to go to area code 251. Area code 251, you're on the air.
Yo, peace, Brother Lane, Brother hey. Panic, DJ Full Moon.
Peace.
What's going on, Brother Panic? I'm sorry this weekend. I just came up on the spur of the moment thing, and I brought the DVDs up, though, but it was spur of the moment. I didn't know I was coming up, though. I wanted to go by Yeah Burger. But I ain't had no questions. I just want to send an early birthday and Goddess Day and Earth Day. Shout out to Sister Christina and Sister Scarlett. I just want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday to Happy Birthday Red Fox Style. That's all.
I seen your profile picture. You got a tight suit on there. That's maybe why your pressure is up, dog. That suit is kind of
tight. All right, bro.
I see you just if I get a chance when you come out here, just let me know.
I gotta get that Bell Dunham because I had all the movies. Like I say, I was on Union City. I don't know how far I was from you, but I'll be back up there, like I say, the following weekend.
Let me know. It depends on how busy it is, you know, with classes and actually, I got a world of herb packs to send out. I'm kind of behind. I got a world of that to send out. So if the time is right, you know what I'm saying, then we'll get up, brother.
Oh, and one more thing. Do anybody in the forum know where I can get some Kenjin water from? I just seen that on the Dr. Deborah Blair Avatar video lecture.
You just got to look in your area for the conscious folks who... Because, you know, you ain't going to buy a gallon of water. People are going to be mailing it to you. So you got to tap into conscious people around your area usually. You know what I mean? And usually there's someone doing it. See, for instance, they do it at the mall over here. Sister Tahita does it here. You know what I mean? There's a water guy. I can't remember his name. I don't know if he still does it. And there's health food stores that do it. See, we get the 5 gallon. You can get the 5 gallon water cooler thing. So we get that. So you got to. I would just Google that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't got none of that here. So like I say, next time I come, I either order the I think the dispenser's like 4,000, but we'll.
When you come up here, like I said, what I could do, I'll call Tahita. But you know what I'm saying? You got to be ready for them because they're not going to do all of that water and you're not going to get it. So you have to get up, get the bottles, and, you know, look, they have the bottles. They'll let you know what they do if you're going to drive. You get what I'm saying? That's the best idea.
They say you can keep it, like, you know how they say the water's harmful once you leave it in the sun with the plastic, but they say this water actually stays
with the pH balance. She has the glass bottles, too, as well.
So,
5 gallon glass bottles.
All right. Well, my number's in inbox, and like I say, if you see, I got with Brother Al Dean, and like I say,
I'll pass you her email.
All right, bro. All right, peace, Lee.
I see what you're doing.
Peace.
All right, bro. Get that pressure down, dog.
All right, we can go to area code 404. Area code 404. You're on the air.
Peace and blessings, brothers. I was just tapping in. This is Brother Ankh out of Jacksonville, Florida. Just listening
peace,
in.
Peace, brother.
Okay, brother. Y'all keep it moving. I just thought I'd let y'all know I was in the on the air. With you.
Jacksonville in the building. All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Get area code 347. Area code 347. That's the NY. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, brothers, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm clear, boy.
Yeah, how y'all doing tonight, man?
Well,
doing
well.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I think this is synchronicity because when this whole Kundalini talk came into play or the discussion, I started getting into the book Return of the Serpents of Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
Yeah. That's the book right there. You know, it gives a lot of on the Kundalini and the yoga, and the that it even gives some information on the term nigga, you know.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh yeah, so I just wanted to start it off with that, but I got two questions for y'all. All
right. Yeah, that's good though. First synchronicity like a mug.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but the first question I got is you know the planets, right? That we got in our so called solar system.
Yeah.
My question is you know how you got stages of consciousness? In this particular epoch of time, my question is, were those particular planets still steps of consciousness, you know, as we went along in this involution and evolutionary stage?
Yes.
Of, you know,
yeah. Yes. I mean, there's so many studies on that, and there's so many. You can find just the characteristics of each planet and find, you know, they make a Mars for war, Saturn for death and the bones, and so on and so forth, Venus for the feminine. So, I mean, if that's what you're talking about, absolutely. Now, the only thing I would add to that is I would use that more as a guide than letting it something that rules your life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because ultimately these things are under your control. So because we have been so religified, we usually take these things. Now, don't get me wrong, the zodiacal influence and planetary influence and solar influence are very very real. It's a very real thing. But we've given up in terms of working with that or working or having an understanding using that as intelligence as opposed to using it as something that rules us. You get what I'm saying? Oh, well, Mercury's in retrograde, so it's my excuse to be stupid. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you have that mentality, then you have been bitched by these planets. But if you understand that you can control these things, or at very least understand that most human beings will be controlled by them, you get what I'm saying? You're a step up. So, and then I always tell the example of when you come to these zodiacal influences, Jesus representing the number 13 represents, he has 12 disciples or 12 disciplines, because the idea is to discipline those energies, not to be their bitch. You get what I'm saying? So not to walk around saying, well, Taurus can't give it a Pisces, so me and you will never work, baby. That type of shit. It's like, okay, I get it. We're going to have conflict. And that's going to, so you work around it. You get what I'm saying? You understand where the conflict comes from. And the idea of it's half animal, most zodiacs are half, according to C. Freeman now, they all were. Like, for instance, Libra used to be a mule, but then it just be, and you know how the mule has two packs on the side? Then they eventually got rid of the mule, and then you see the two scales. So basically, it was all the animal versus the higher self. So there was a lower form of Taurus and a higher form of Taurus, a lower form of Pisces and a higher form of Pisces. So when you step up to these higher forms, you supersede the animal side of the game and therefore eventually become that 13th zodiac that everyone thinks that exists and is representing the Christ energy, meaning you disciplined the whole 12 and you able to deal and work and control it. So planetary influences are definitely a part of it. Star influence, light. I mean, it's all about light, and they all radiate light and frequency, sound, and all the rest of that. So it's going to influence you. I think as when you start saying I'm conscious and I'm a god and I'm a goddess, that you use that influence instead of being bitched by it. You know what I mean? And you'll see that concept in when you read the Kabbalion, or the Laws of Tahuti. They'll explain to you in the Kabbalion that this is the law, but real masters try to neutralize. Like, for instance, the law of rhythm, they're telling you there's going to be an ebb and flow. You can't annul that. You can't stop. What goes up will come down. A swing to the right is a measure of the swing to the left. They said there's no way to stop that. But the master hermeticist, he tries to neutralize and polarize himself into the balance he wants.
or into the place he wants to rest. You get what I'm saying? So you're trying to stay up, in other words, longer than you swing to the left. And there's a scientific way to do that by neutralizing it mentally, neutralizing that pull, but you can't avoid it. So the idea is telling you that this is the rule, this is the law of Tahuti, but your job as an occultist, your job as an alchemist, your job as a hermeticist is to neutralize and overcome these rules of this matrix. You get what I'm saying? And again, that was a story of the matrix. You get what I'm saying? To these are the rules of the matrix, but these rules can be changed. So the whole idea, of course, there's planetary influence, but you want to understand and know what it means, primarily for me, what it means to other folks and why it is I feel and act a certain way, but my job to be conscious of it and supersede it. Don't be just a slave to it and go, oh, well, there's nothing I can do. Mercury is in retrograde, or Pisces is in conjunct with such and such and such and such. You know what I'm saying? But not, it's like you're not ignoring the zodiac. You're just not being bitched by it. But definitely,
you know,
Yeah.
You know what's funny too, Brother Pat? It's funny that people, astrologists can say that, or people who, you know, still have that vicarious atonement type of mentality, right? It's funny that they can know about the seven chakras and understand that the seven chakras are in their body. But they know that the seven chakras are under their control. But why is it that information is not incorporated into the planets, which is the same concept?
Because they see, even the chakras have, in most of these concepts, have a cosmic a reality and a physical reality called the microcosm and the macrocosm. So the chakras and the energy in you, what you're trying to do is cultivate it in you, then you can connect or control or manipulate or interface with the cosmic version of the same energy. But because we're so religified, the cosmic version looks like it's something outside of your grasp, while the inner version is something based upon your ego. You have now said, I can control my chakras, my kundalini, my this, my that, because you don't respect it as something that's connected cosmically for the most part. We talk the dialogue, but we really don't respect it as something that's connected cosmically, because if we did, we'll be able to have a more mentality that we have an impact over the cosmos, even though the first law of Tahuti said the mind is all in the all is mind and the mind is all, and however the mind goes, which is basically telling you the universe is mental. The universe is mental. So basically they're telling you everything's from your mind. And to master your mind is to master the universe. You get what I'm saying? But because we've been religified and thinking something is outside of us, we really don't have a healthy respect for the fact that this illusionary universe is only something that we need to master within. So we spend thousands of dollars going to fucking Cambodia, Egypt, Anchor Watts, and wherever we go, but we won't go in for free. You get what I'm saying? For absolutely free, we need to go into this inner work. That's what I teach in class. That's what meditation it is. That's what Aleem teaches during meditation, how to journey within, because really all you need to do is master the mind, and then you have mastered it all. You have mastered magic, the universe, all answers are from within. Like I said, because we have grown into the way we've been raised in terms of learning, it put us in a dependency for some form of books. So we do need to satisfy some form of logic. But that should be looked upon as step one. See, I've seen this bullshit excuse, like, and I'm starting to talk about it last week, because I'll curse and talk and relate to more of a hip-hop people. Older scholars don't think I'm well studied, but then when I start dropping books and shit on them, it's like, well, books aren't everything. You need to practice. But then I fuck them up because I show them deep practice shit as well. You get what I'm saying? So you need to be balanced in terms of your little logic and your scholarly pursuit, and then also your hands need to get dirty, because you need to have a first-hand experience with a lot of the stuff that you're reading. You get what I'm saying? And you have to be able to interpret what planetary, let's just say planetary influence or chakra influence mean to you, not what it, we're too busy looking for general answers. And one of the earliest things I read in the occult that the whole idea is you're supposed to grasp it under your, the way you're supposed to see it. You get what I'm saying? Because you're not dealing with the same concept of right and wrong, that you're not trying to come to one idea of the fire hydrant is red or the fire hydrant should be green. You get what I'm saying? No one's coming with a unified idea. It should be what it means to you because you're here to interpret it yourself. So that to say people have not gone within deep enough to feel the real connection between them and the cosmic forces. Even though they feel it, they can't describe it, they can't master it because they still see it as something bigger than and outside of them. Mm-hmm. So all of that to say, when what I do is when people talk about it, they still talk about it in the same context they learned about God, something that's outside, something that's either going to come and save them once this date comes or when this is in conjunct with that. When Pluto turns to Uranus, you better watch the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? That's just another way of saying when Jesus gets here, it's going to be on. You get what I'm saying? It's just a long way of saying that. That's just based upon learning and training. You get what I'm saying? Not really nothing spiritual. That's just training. So people have to be trained out of that mentality to realize it's nothing but their own mind and have faith in that. So that's always been the hardest thing. Getting the information is not really that hard. How hard is it to get a book and read about chakras? You know what I mean? That or zodiac. That's not hard at all. What's hard is to harness a mentality where it serves you greater than just you're able to repeat some shit. Because really, that's all you got. There's a sister Tiana who bought a Kali statue, and you know her regular people are asking her, well, what does that mean? And that's this. So she's like, well, is this, is that? So somebody came and wrote a long explanation about some shit from a book. Oh, is this, is that, the other? But I'm sitting there going, if you really ask them now, what does that mean? That's where it would end. You get what I'm saying? So what I've seen, like I've always seen, is people, us able to describe consciousness, but not really experiencing it, which is a big difference, really big difference.
Oh yeah, you're right. Oh yeah. Well, I got one more. It's pretty short. I was actually talking to a brother, right, and I think he was into the whole Nubian thing and the Malachi Zeorc thing. You know, it's not really my whole thing. I'm you know, independent studies. But he was talking about, I was talking about me and this whole thing to go back through, you know, a gateway. We call it Sirius, call it Pleiades. He didn't have no problem when I said Sirius as the gateway to the, you know, realm of the immortals. But he had a problem when I said Pleiades, because I guess the whole rhetoric thing he'd been in. But when I said Pleiades, he started talking about some white people came from Pleiades and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. That's actually interesting you brought that up. Because when black people made the claim that they were from Sirius, white people had to figure out some shit. So they jumped on the bandwagon and said, well, we're from Pleiades. So for years there's been this reputation that black people are from Sirius, these evil Syrians, and then white people from Pleiades. So yeah, they did it, and they have this whole story where a lot of white people buy into this shit that the Syrians were the reptilians, and, you know, just more scared nigger shit. The Syrians were the reptilians, and that the Syrians came down here to dig, and the Palladians are all good, and, you know, they came down here to redeem Earth, and once they get the Syrians off and the Syrians have this realization that they were doing wrong, that Earth will join the Federation of Palladian Star Systems, which is a whole bunch of bullshit. And that, this was old. Mm-hmm. This is old propaganda bullshit. This is old propaganda bullshit. And sorry to say, in the Nubian thing, when they were writing those books, they were taking a lot of occult information that was old, Zachariah Stitching shit and shit mm-hmm. that was outdated, shit that was proven to be false. Yeah. Proven to be propaganda, and they kind of was writing on that, and they wasn't writing the updated versions of this shit. So there's Kuan Yin, there's a white lady named Kuan Yin who has these channels who promotes that as well. Now, some of the shit she's got is good and is real channels, but she's going on this evil Atlantean fell because of the Syrians and the Palladians people, long shit. Now, when I got contacted from Palladies, niggas said, oh, no panic, you used to party there and get pussy. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And he said, actually, you was in Palladies when you were asked to come to Earth on a planet called Era. And oddly enough, this was told to me by Ella Fitzgerald. And there was like five other things that lined up. The bird tribes. She kept telling me about these bird tribes. And then there's bird tribes from Palladies. There's seven stars. There's seven stars of Hathor. That's nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Which is the Palladies. The Rishas came through. They said they're from Palladies. When I was dealing with Palladies, I went through a lot of channels at the time, which I actually forgot. But white folks do not have a cosmic origin. That's it. They don't have a cosmic origin. They were born on Earth in a cave.
Yeah.
By the priesthood of Yaqub,
mm-hmm.
built out of our DNA. The end. There's no cosmic. See, think of how sick that would have to be. They're from Palladies. Who built, if you're God, how did they get to Palladies? What is their cosmic origin that you would do that? You get what I'm saying? And if they had this power, like my boy Tef used to say, well, if there was aliens and they had this power, if they was black, they would have came and rescued our ass by now. And mm-hmm. if they was white, they would have destroyed our ass by now.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? They would have destroyed our ass by now. So all of this to say, it just doesn't make no sense when you follow it through. But because we have been trying so hard to make an adversary, once we learned about the devil as the adversary, we always had to make the white to his good luck, make him this big adversary. So once it got played out to calling him the devil, and we started saying, well, we're from Sirius, we have a cosmic origin, they had to keep up. You get what I'm saying? They had to keep up. So they just became Palladians. It's all fantasy. And it's all old propaganda that has a Zachariah Stitching origin, I believe, and it might be some other folks, but I know Zacharias should be good with the reptilians and this fantasistic shit because he was paid to do this. That's where this comes from, this reptilian stuff, an invention, total invention. There's nothing old on that. And basically, it's still trying to say it was black folks that destroyed Atlantis. Now, this is interesting. Frank Joseph is a white, I don't know if his mm-hmm. title could be historian, but he did one, Myth or Reality, Lemuria, something like that.
Right, he was and the editor of Ancient American Magazine.
Okay, mm-hmm, and right. I know he has that, the Ancient American Magazine, okay, that makes more sense, too. And he had that little lecture, and
right.
But, you know, he was going very hard at saying in Atlantis they were finding what looked like white people, that template. Because, you know, Lucy's the oldest hoe on the planet, and her hair was nappy, and you know what I'm saying? He's like, no, there was the template. Tess said something real interesting. He said, well, you got to remember, first and foremost, a black woman has all DNA in existence in her.
Exactly.
So what they're calling, if I looked at my sister's arm, who's like, if I looked at Khadijah's, leg without seeing her skin. She looks, she has very fair skin. You get what I'm saying? Only when you see her eyes and her lips and her hands and all the rest of that stuff. But if you just isolated her skin, you get what I'm saying? You would say that. And there's plenty of women that has that same black woman who have that same white frame, if you will. So I'm like, he's like, well, her DNA could be anything. So they've been trying to put, really all you have is them trying to give themselves a history. They've been trying to get, see, like for instance, they've been selling you this Helen of Troy story as if it's fucking history. But if you read the Ramayana, that's where the shit comes from. And then even before that, Tara gets kidnapped by the moon god. Before they were women, they were men, Soma. And they send armies to go rescue Tara. Then later on, Sita gets captured by Ravana and Lakshmana and the Monkey King, Hanuman, and a whole monkey army comes to rescue her. And then later on, it becomes Helen of Troy gets kidnapped, and then they come in, and then this whole army comes to rescue her, but they present it to you like this shit really happened. Mm-hmm. They've been doing their hardest to try to give themselves a history because they really have none. You get what I'm saying? They really have none. So that's this old hat. You know what I'm saying? They're from Pallades. We're from Sirius. No such a thing. All this shit is niggero shit. Everywhere you turn is a nigger. Everywhere you turn is a nigger. I very rarely have I seen white people even in the astral world. And usually when I see them, those were the ones that were really doing shit for niggas. Some nigga rescued them. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But just a standalone white person doesn't exist.
No.
There's a movie, and they showed that shit in a movie called Sublime with Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, the nigga from Coolie High, you know what I'm saying, Cochise, all grown up. And when I tell you this nigga put it down, they showed this white man going to the hospital and basically the hospital fucking him up, which in the DVD when commentary, he was talking and saying this shit really happens more than often. Motherfuckers go to the hospital, get these incorrect surgeries. He said the doctors took a year off on strike. He said motherfuckers started living and shit. He said these niggas is killing them. He's dropping all of this shit, but the dude just kept going in the spirit world where he kept seeing Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. And I won't give away the rest, but they showed you the black man runs that shit. And they really saying, when they say the black man, they saying the black woman. They saying this is our world. They saying they mastered for a little bit of time this little world, but it don't matter. This is the illusionary world. When that nigga went to the world of the real, you see what the niggas was doing in terms of payback. Lawrence, and you should see the shit he said to him. I couldn't believe that shit was coming out of nigga's mouth on TV. Sublime. You got what? It was on Netflix. It was on Netflix. So you should still be able to see it on Netflix. Now, and they showed you who really runs this. Now, in all the spiritual work I've ever done, there's nothing in the spirit world, and I've tried my ass off, that talks about the Illuminati, that talks about chemtrails, that talks about vaccines as a threat. The only threat, they said, and they said it's not really even a threat, they got to keep it going, is actually movies. They said that's a constant stream of mind control.
Yeah.
And he said that's it. He said that's the only thing that's really got us constant, and you got to think of how hard they go. There's at least three movies that come out every week with mind control in it. That's how much they got to go. And they told me they will never, all this, they're going to have a blackout and turn this shit off. They will never turn none of this electricity off. Niggas in the dark with a pineal gland doesn't even make sense. It's not even conducive to their cause. They said they must keep your mind occupied, and they keep it with the TV, and they're keeping it with movies. But even if your conscience is not working, so all these conscious people say, I don't watch TV, that's your prerogative, but if you decide to do it, it wouldn't affect you like it affects the normal guy watching, you know, American Idol or whatever the fuck it is they watch. So that's the only thing they got working. All that other shit ain't working. Ain't working like we think or we believe it's working. Let's just say that. And I believe me, I tried to see what we should be combating, what should we be nervous about. It's fucking nothing. Ain't no death cams coming. They can't do it. They would have did it already. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no they're going to do this and put you back in slavery. Nothing. They can't do it. The only thing they got is fear.
Exactly. Yes.
That's it. And as long as you buy into it, as long as your mind is occupied by it, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
No.
Fear blocks the amygdala glands and starts cortisone and adrenaline constantly rushes in your system when you're in a state of fear. And that blocks pineal activity and cuts you off from pineal consciousness. The end. The end. And that's the only goal. What if that's the only goal? What if ain't no goal to lock you up or stick no shit in you? All they got to do is do some Tuskegee shit, and then that'll hold you down for the next 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Do some Tuskegee niggas, and you'll be talking about that shit for the next 20 years. So they ain't even got to even do that, keep constantly doing that. They just do it for that time being. You talking about fear here. My fear. Yeah.
Hey, thank you. You're going to
yeah.
651, area code 651, you on the line.
Hey, it's Abdul Grundy again, y'all. What's poppin'?
Oh, yo, what up, dog?
What up, Panic? What up, Aleem? Much love to both of you.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, check this out. Yo, the insights you gave me, man, last week, I kept that to my I favorited that show. And I replayed that, and I did what you said. I purposely, me being already conscious, but I purposely did things out of the ordinary to gain some understanding of new shit. And I did that, and I mean, I did it, dude, and it was actually, like, doing shit for me. Like, what I've been doing so far is I've been imitating things. Like, something's been guiding me to kind of, like, mimic and pretend and imitate things.
Right. Right,
like imitate body language, and it was saying like you know the way you do things with your body makes you feel a certain way and changes who you
right.
are too.
Right, yeah,
and that's, you know,
absolutely.
Which we know because that's why we have mudras. But
no, that's some genius shit right there. That alone is powerful within itself. You know what I'm saying? Well, actors do it, and if you hear real actors talk, they'll tell you after certain roles they'll be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Heath Ledger died, you know what I'm saying, playing a leg bop, basically. And so did, what's his name, Bruce Lee's son, dressing up in that clown shit, you know what I'm saying? The Crow. Now, I mean, but, you know, that's extreme, but you'll hear a lot of the motherfuckers just really need big-time vacations. Denzel, after he did Malcolm X, because what they're doing is so hard mimicking the moves. Will Smith, if you watch Men in Black 2, he's still in Muhammad Ali character. Watch that shit. Watch Men in Black 2 again, because he just did Muhammad Ali. Nigga's still talking like this. I'm like, nigga, let it go. Because you go so hard into that zone and become it. So, in fact, that's what acting was. Shakespearean acting in the first place. And that's why they didn't let women do it. Remember, the men used to play women's roles. It was just too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they was becoming, that's why they wrote these mythology scripts. And in movies today, it's still done in mythology format. There's really not much you could do outside of that. So when you see, that's why you have what they call stereotypes. The word, if you look at Webster's dictionary, is synonymous with the word ritual. When they say stereotype, what is it? Ritual is another word for it. Not my guess, Webster's definition of it. Because when they're doing a stereotype, they're doing a ritual. And when they're acting these things out, it's actually happening. So, black men in the dress, black men always getting killed, black women always talking that, I don't need no man shit. That same shit that you see over and over again is making it real. is making it real. So acting something out, doing the body gestures, becoming it. They tell you that in speech. If you have to make a speech, do the gestures of someone you've seen successfully making a speech. Tell you that when you read, early on, this is one of the illest tricks, people who have problems reading. Tef told me this. He said, this is what you tell niggas to do. He said, read the material that you don't understand, because there's certain books you just, it's hard to grasp. He said, read the shit as if you're reading it like a lecture, like you're teaching somebody the shit. And you're reading it in the context of you knowing it. That's the shit that when I get to them hard shits, I just read it as if I'm reading a lecture. And all of that shit to say, by mimicking something, and at the very least in your mind, is how you become it. That's the key. That's one of the foundations to magic or any form of success. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to hang with cool motherfuckers, you put on cool pants. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right, yeah. I got a question. I've been getting a lot of synchronicity since 2010. Like, over the course of my life, when I look at my whole life, I'm getting it. But like, I noticed with this synchronicity shit for me, man. I'm just saying for me, it's like it's just so strong, dude, that I can't. It's almost like with all the fears I have of things going off course in my life, it's almost like it can't really. It's really like it can't, because the synchronicities are so strong in my life, even when I'm at my moments where I'm like, man, I don't know. It's like it's putting it in my face again, in my face again, in my face again, to remind me, no, nigga, you're on it. You're doing it. And it's like, what is it about a person that makes them get into that synchronistic state? Because, like, I've had synchronicities that are like, just heavy. Like, I was supposed to fail last semester, I thought, and I put a shirt on, and I opened the back tail of my shirt, and the shirt said, "We got your back." And then turns out I ended up passing. The teacher just fucking passed me, and I was supposed to fail. He's like, "All right, here you go. I'll let you go."
Well, let me tell you, synchronicity means only one thing. That means that is spiritual communication. There's no other thing. That's what it means, plain and simple. There's no other guess. There's no in-between. What we've been calling synchronicity is something called coincidence, which there's no such thing. So when you synchronize, all you really mean is you synchronize what's your intention with what's happening on the planet. That's what's synchronized, and that's what magic is. Magic is nothing more than what's in your mind. The idea in your mind, you're able to make it manifest. And the messages that you get from the spirit world are looked at as, prior to our understanding, as coincidence. Coincidence would be the ignorant word to use when you say, well, how do I know it's working? How do I know what's in my mind? I'm controlling the planet, controlling my will, or whatever you want to call it, with, because the coincidences dictate that I'm on the right path. Now, since we're grown and we understand there's no coincidence, it's called synchronicity. So when you see synchronized, what are you synchronized with? Because listen to the word. To be in sync, you're in sync with what? Well, you're in sync with your thoughts and reality. Because most people whose lives are out of control is out of sync, meaning that shit is just happening to them and they can't figure it out. And it's not lined up with their thoughts. You know, I want to be a good person, but I keep stabbing this hole. I want to get some pussy, but my dick is dry. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that means you're not synchronizing with what it is you need. So if you're like, well, I was thinking about fish, and now my wife is cooking fish. I was thinking about these girls, and now there's 1,000. That means my thoughts are synchronized with my reality, which means I'm doing magic, which means I am pulling what it is I need. I am putting myself, as you said, that these positions are mudras. Mudras are nothing but putting yourself in the form of an antenna. An antenna is nothing but tuning into a frequency. So that means getting girls as a frequency, getting money as a frequency, getting success as a frequency, getting jobs as a frequency, getting prosperity in spiritual work as a frequency. So you have to figure out ways to make yourself an antenna to receive these things, and you receive them through your thoughts. So if your thoughts are such and such and the synchronicity lines up, that means your shit is working. if your thoughts are such and such and shit is flopping, that means you're not thinking correctly and not synchronized with your thoughts, and the world is running your ass and you're not running the world. You're not a magician.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say you're not a magician, you're not a god, you're a human being, and your life is now the circumstances of what humanity or the world or ignorance has to offer you.
Exactly.
Is there a way for a person to become in sync, though? Like a person who is out of sync.
Imagine what you just said, what you just got finished saying. First of all, you shouldn't have to answer that question if you're fucking in sync. If you're saying you're in sync, there's no way for you to have to ask me, well, how does a person become in sync? You do exactly what the fuck you're doing. And
exactly.
And when somebody asks you, you say, well, this is how I did it. This is how it worked for me. See how it works for you. So what you just got finished telling people was, I've changed my body movements. I've did this. I've done that. You just laid out what you've done and told the success story. That's it. Now you only enhance what you're already working on. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need to understand that our Negro way of natural being, our Negro ideas, need to reign supreme. We have to stop looking for something that we think is greater. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not saying you're doing it, but usually that's just the standard for Black people. Like there's something greater. There's something else out there. No, it's your Negro self. It's your shit that if you really was left the fuck alone, you would do it. You
right.
would naturally just know what to do. It's your natural way of being, like breathing. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of shit when in the 90s or the late 80s when they started throwing babies in the water and saying, oh, these little motherfuckers could swim. How the fuck is this happening? It's like, well, then they say, oh, well, I guess they've been in the womb, you know, more than they've been out the womb. I guess... You know,
right.
This is their natural state of being. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Right.
So we're thinking, but because we're grown up, we think it's something that's complicated. We think it's something that's complex, and it's something you forget. I had to learn to swim again by the time I was 10 or 11 or whatever. You get what I'm saying? When it was something that was natural to you. So all of that to say, if we're left alone and really left to go within ourselves and say, you know something, fuck it, let me try that. You know what I'm saying? Not let me try what Panic said, what Bobby said. They're only testimonies to what worked for them. But if you could say, well, let me, I just try that and it worked for me. You know what I'm saying? And it's working for me. Then you'll find this happens naturally. You get what I'm saying? Most of the people I've ever talked to in my life, when they finally get to some level of success, they always have the same story of, I just said fuck it and did it. Some just said, fuck it. I just said, fuck it, I quit and I did it. You know what I'm saying? When they tried to go on their quest, and what the book said is when they never, that's when it's always some half story or when they failed. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or minor success. So, no, what you're doing is absolutely working. It's clearly working because you get insurance that say we got your back. What more could you ask for? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What more could you ask for?
Yeah, all right. Peace.
Peace,
man.
Peace, dog. All right, we're going to go to area code 407. Area code 407, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Hello?
Yeah, you read it.
Oh, my bad.
What up, bro?
I'm glad I got through. Well, basically, I have a question, and this is in regards to, I know in past show you were talking about, like, getting current entities and placing them at work to help you out, and that has worked for me at work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you talked about one time, talking about, like, putting Darth Vader, and just think and visualize in your mind Darth Vader fighting for you.
Okay.
And that works. That really works. And I start, like you said, be a scientist, experiment, come up with different methodologies of doing things. So then I
mm-hmm.
started just visualizing in my mind, okay, if Tahuti and thought and Mayotte and all these concepts and ideas
mm-hmm.
embrace them in myself, So I just started surrounding myself with everything that has to do with the Houthi and thought. Then I started realizing that I became better at reports. Using reports, algorithm. It just started coming naturally to the point where, I mean, it's just crazy how it just opens, your mind just opens and it just comes naturally. Just naturally, it just starts opening these gates. However, what I do realize, though, is that I'm in a situation where I see myself, and over the years as I'm where I'm working at, is that I see myself more like a genie, where you can help others get where they need to go. But in the process, I'm stuck in a certain area where I can't go to the, you know, whether it's finance, whether it's attracting something. And that's what I'm like, why do I keep going back to that same place where I'm like, okay, why does that word genie, genius? And then everybody was telling me, oh, you're genius. But then I remember one time you said something about genie being that the gene or genius being the same thing. And then I'm like, okay, well, Aladdin. Then, you know, we started using decoding stuff. I said, well, Aladdin was supposed to free the genie. The genie is always into that servitude. So I don't know what is it, you know.
I see what you're saying. No, a genie's in servitude to the first of all, a genie's your pineal gland, and your pineal is in servitude to you. You get what I'm saying? Your pineal gland represents that lamp that you rub, or your genius. You get what I'm saying? That you're talking about. It represents the djinn or the demon or the. The djinn is the genius, or the demon, or the Damien means genius as well. So it's the same thing. Now, the idea is if you keep running to the genie, is because all the stuff you've been doing led you to you need to understand and study the djinn and what djinn is and how to access the djinn. You get what I'm saying? And in the same visualizations you've been doing with Tahuti, Darth Vader, and all of that, you may need to visualize the genie figure and keep going. See, what's clear is you've been shown that the visualizations work for you. So then I should not hear from you that you need this or you need that. Visualize whatever fucking deity you need to get you out of whatever slump you need. You get what I'm saying? So if you're having a problem in a certain area, but you've seen if you dealt with Tahuti, your shit got up, then you need to find a deity that's going to help you financially, if that's what you need. You get what I'm saying? Same thing. Use the same process. Wear that shit till the wheels come off. And the best thing about it is you're being told where to go next. How much have you studied the genie?
It started as, you know, like when I was younger and I started seeing, you know, the Aladdin whole stuff, and then one thing led to the other, and then studying seraphims.
Nope. Right now, how studied are you on genies right now?
Not much. Only that, you know, the concept.
That's the issue. Go get into it. There's nothing to stop you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would say in consciousness, one of the biggest things to look out for is once you find a niche, once you find a way in, and clearly you said the Darth Vader thing was something you felt successful with, so much so it led you to dealing with Tahuti and Maat that way, and it brought you to the next level. Once you found that niche, then you ride with it. You're being told where to go next. Your spirit is telling you, okay, do that next. Now, you need to understand, by visualizing and doing these things, you become those gods. You understand that? You become those gods. So by dealing with these gods, you actually becoming. You're not accessing Darth Vader. You're not accessing Darth Vader. You are becoming Darth Vader. And you got to remember, Darth Vader is nothing but Osiris. It's your black energy. The creation of Darth Vader is trying to describe the black man. You get what I'm saying? So you're taking it back. What he did was illustrate something for you, and now you have imagery in yourself. You have character within yourself. So while they're using your ass, you get to use them back. And you become that again. You become Tahuti. That's why you're able to understand it, because you're not just fucking with Tahuti. You become Tahuti. That's what being a god is. That's what you think Bobby's sitting there saying 1,000 names for.
Yeah,
for
no,
fun?
And no,
he's saying it because he's saying it because what he's invoking is the template of energy within inside of him. So
and that's what
it's endless in terms of the deity you can fuck with, and you should be wanting for nothing.
And that's beautiful because I mean, even the years that I've been listening to, you know, your and Block Talk Radio, some of the YouTube videos that you have up. Also, when Dr. Aline Bay was talking about the Shekinah energy, the Serpentine Fire energy, which led me to Shekinah energy, which that led me to Sophia, and I can start as I start relating these different mythologies in different ancient times. It's like an archetype, you know. And even at work, when I see something arise or something comes in, like a new person at work or something, a situation, I'm able to say, oh, okay. And even in my desk, I started, one time you said, you got to put an owl. I put an owl there to look out for me. Yes, we're going to play later. We started, and I'm learning that as, you know, it's almost like you said, it's like a muscle. The more you work on it, the more you get better at it.
Right.
And you got to put in some time in it. And the other thing, here's my second question, and it's kind of, it is a curiosity to me because, I started seeing how, because I had some people from India that came over where we're at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, you know, the concept of what nature is and where the word God comes from and got. And he was telling me about, oh, okay, you guys have God, or you talk about God, generator, originator, destroyer. I explained, because I used to hear you guys say that, and he was like, oh, we got the same concept, like we call Brahma. And then he was talking about how they have these different entities. It's just a different system, but at the end of the day, it's almost the same thing. It's almost the same thing. And then even like when I started looking at the way they draw, I mean, the way they portray it on the internet, like they put the gods over there, like the divas in the color blue, I was there like, you know, it's kind of weird because then even in Dragon Ball Z, they have the guy that has the turban, Mr. Popo, he's black. But now in the new version, they're putting him in the color blue. So I don't know
blue,
why I have in my
blue,
heart.
Blue.
It's like blue is black. But
blue,
you know,
is
like dark blue.
Blue represents melanin. When I broke all of that down with Krishna and Avatar, that's why they was blue. And in Africa, there's blue-black people, which is the representation of deep melanin. And so that blue-black eventually became these dogs. They told my niggas. They just painted them blue, but they told my niggas, blue-black niggas. And Krishna is the main blue one. Krishna is melanin. He's Christ. Christios energy. Melanin. No, it's all the same thing. You get what I'm saying? There's no doubt about that. You know, you could have 1,000 different names, but that's one of the things we talked about today about correspondence. That's one of the biggest words I use in my class. It's correspondence, because that's the shit that's going to be able to save your ass. When you're able to deal with all of this information and bring it down to a common denominator, first and foremost, all the multitude of information that you learn becomes smaller, and when it becomes smaller, you're able to grasp it more, and you're also able to see an agenda within all of this information. And it's that same. And really, when it comes down to it, it's only two things: how you got here and how the fuck you get out. That's it.
That's exactly
and
what I've been trying to like.
Melanin.
How do we get out?
Melanin.
Yeah.
Kundalini. This. You got dumb being a human. And then you get enlightened, going beyond humanity, graduating from humanity. That's it. That's all that's fucking happening. Kundalini energy is everywhere. Chakras in some sort of way is everywhere. Melanin is coded and in everything. They just don't say the word melanin, because once you say melanin, the nigger jig is up. But they got about 1,000 different names for melanin.
butter, even when
Murphy's
I mean,
well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not originally from the state. I was born in Nicaragua, Managua, right?
Uh-huh.
And then right, I mean, my dad is dark skinned. My mom is like yellow skin. And then over when we came to the States, right, we came to Miami and everything. Over there, I came here when I was 6 years old, but even in school over there in Managua, Nicaragua, they taught us in school that the first ones to be in Central America were the Olmecs. But when I came over here to the States, I was like, I came here to second grade. They're like, oh, no. But in my country, they say the Olmecs were the first. Then why are you guys saying Aztecs? And they get into different things.
Right.
And that I left that behind as I grew. But then it came back and resonated back to me when I came into the conscious thing. And it was funny because I was about 17 or something. And then I was looking into Pokemon and then going into Yu-Gi-Oh! And then I watched a video on YouTube. And then I'm like, hold up. All this, you know, and I saw that Richard Pryor video, and then I realized that when I came here, it's a whole different, like what they teach you in school here, totally different. And then even that's why Darth Vader would resonate with me because of the black and red being coming to Nicaragua, the Freddy Krueger stuff, black and red, and I started seeing black and red everywhere, Papa, and then, you know, when you start talking about Papa Legba and all that.
Right,
and I'm like,
right.
Wow, these are energy, these are entities, this is all comes back to black. And that's when I just started waking up, and then I realized, I was like, you know, it was just, it teaches you, you know, you look at things from a different perspective. And even I started looking at the sky different. When I go night, I tell my wife, look at the sky, look how black it is, look how dark it is. You even see that dark blue, and you see these little speckles of light. How can we say that light travels faster? No, darkness consumes it. So if anything, the originator, the first thing, has to be darkness. It cannot be light. Light was born out of darkness. Even in the book of Genesis, it says, let there be light. In other words, before light was sound and darkness. That's when I started looking at the whole world from a different perspective.
Well, in 2001, they mapped the composition of the universe, and they found 76%, I believe, dark matter, and 73% dark energy and 23% dark matter. And all that light that you see is only amounted to 4%. So light is definitely a subtle reaction to true dark energy and dark matter. And I mean, that's clear. I mean, you know, there's no even guessing. It's almost not even worth saying that. So the dark mother and the dark father is before any of that thing. And even the light just represents a transformation process. Horus, the sun, this represents a transformation process to the redemption of the mother and the father.
Yeah.
So yes, indeed, brother. You know,
yes, and I really appreciate everything that you guys do. Dr. Anime, I thank you for your shows. I thank you for, I remember one time when I was talking about Shekinah, you emailed me back on Facebook and explained to me what the Shekinah energy and all that was. And Billy Panic, as always, thank you for coming true.
Yeah.
Everything that you guys do resonates. Even when one time you broke down about Darth Vader, that was like the father going back to the son saying, this is me.
Yeah.
I resonate that with my father. Hurts because, I mean, when you're born in my country, things are different. But when you come here, you start seeing the separation of racism and everything and how it tries to divide you.
And then
I started, you know, that's why I uplift my father. I uplift everything that sometimes the program here is shown to degrade you. But now, you know, I want to make sure that my children learn and break free from this program and don't fall into this whole thing that we're, you know, separation of itself and honor that which is originally first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thanks. I'll end the call and just thanks for everything you guys do.
Peace.
Peace.
It's
get this stuff out the way. Now, y'all know I got the classes going on. We just finished up last week, so soon we're going to start. So now is the time to get in. We're about to start a new session, so get on it now. These classes is popping, so this is where you want to be at. If you don't know, they're 4 weeks. We do them during the weekend. You either pick Saturday or Sunday. You have that choice. We do about 4 weeks. We do it via Skype. If you're in the Atlanta area, you can come by the crib as long as you don't sound weird. But you do it via Skype. I got people in UK, all across the country who've been taking this class. Now, this class has been changing lives. You don't have to take my word for it. The people who have taken the class have offered their emails, and you can email people who have taken the class and hear directly from people who have taken the class to see if it's worth it. And I believe you me, it's probably one of the best things you could do for someone who's truly, truly wants to deal with their little conscious change. So you need to get it on. We're going to start in a few weeks. There's a few people who paid already, so we're about to get it on, and it's going to be on. So now is the time to get in. And, of course, I have the herb packs. I know there's a few people I owe some to, but they all packed, and they're going out this week. And other than that, there's CDs, spiritual baths. I'm doing the deity readings. A lot of people have been asking for the readings. We do those via Skype. I record those so you'll be able to refer to it. Tell you what angels, what deities, what demons, what days, what plants, what flowers, what perfume, all the shit around you that you can access as templates, as scents and gods and angels and all of these things that you can use in your transformation. So it's a God force deity reading. You want that in your life as well, but I'm trying to tell you, you need to get in these classes. The best thing you got going on. One of the things I do recommend you also get is Orgon. You don't know what Orgon is, look it up. And I've been telling you that you can get it from a brother named Jerry Miller. Contact me, panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to pass on Jerry's information. I usually give his email because I only want serious inquiries only. I don't want a whole bunch of people just emailing them, asking them what it is. You need to find out and understand what it is before you even email him. And it's probably some of the best stuff you can have in your house for your strength, for health, for consciousness, kundalini, you name it, Orgon seems to do it. Jerry will explain, and you'll be able to see plenty of pictures that he has of his work. That's Jerry Miller on Facebook, and if you need his info, hit me at panicpack@hotmail.com. So remember, herb packs, CDs, all of that stuff is available. Hit me, panicpack@hotmail.com. If you haven't had a list from me, you need an updated list to see what I got going on, what's going on. But you really want to find out about those classes. Ask me about those classes, and I'll send them off. And, of course, as always, you need to see DrLeanLBay.com. He has plenty of items, but one of the stuff I believe everyone should get, because I'm always asked about stones, chakra stones. And he has a chakra stone package where you get the 7 stones for all your chakras. Remember, chakra balancing is key to kundalini enlightenment. So that's something you want if you're having a hard time getting it. You get it at a one-stop shopping deal at a Lean Bay, DrLeanBay.com. Not to mention, he has plenty of other shit, candles, and all sorts of stuff that I'm sure he'll be able to help you with. Just reach out to him. And like I said, classes are starting now. You don't want to miss this shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it on. And mind you, let me tell you the process. Once you pay, you need to give me your number so I can call you for class. If you don't pick up or give me your number, you're going to miss the session, and don't be mad at me. So once you pay, just make sure you send me your phone number, and that'll put you on the list so you can get a call so I can give you the instructions when class time starts, which is soon. So Now is the time to do this. All right, so let's get back to the phones, keep it moving, and so on and such, and keep it going with our discussion, black girls.
All right, let's go to area code 313. Area code 313, you're on the line. Peace.
What's going on? Hey, Brother Elaine. Peace, Brother L. Peace, Brother Panic. This is Tiffany from Detroit calling in. And look, why you say the last line when I'm calling in about the black girl? But I am you.
She's the original black girl.
I am calling to plug the class because I have no questions, simply because I've taken the class, and when I tell you this class has changed my life, I mean every word of that. I'm telling you, if y'all are really serious about going to the next level, take the class. I haven't taken anybody's class since I was in high school. Holler at your girl. This class has changed my life, and I am so very grateful. Everything Panic says he will do. Everything he says he is an understatement. He's that and then some, and I just appreciate him from the bottom of my heart. Everything he has done, everything he has said, and I know I speak for a lot of people who ain't even, you know, who haven't, you know, called in and said anything, who probably just answered through the email. This will change your life forever. That's all I wanted to say. I love y'all as usual. Peace and blessings.
Wow, Tiffany Messenger broke it down.
Yes.
Hold up, we got to give her info. Let me see. Tiffany Messenger, TiffanIMessenger, well, ENGER, at yahoo.com. Tiffany Messenger. She's
that
the
is
one
correct.
Who sent me the crochet stuff. Is it technically called crochet stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It is hooked the fuck up. She sent me, like, a confusion. She's the one who called in and said, I'm going to send you some stuff. I'm like, I don't wear Rasta hats. So she sent it to Khadija, but I was surprised it was off the hook. It almost made me feel like growing some dreads. But then she showed me her website. She got a nice little hat collection, nice little thing she's making. I told her, see, I'm a real simple Negro. Earrings, yes, the earrings, the badge, you checked that out. And like I said, I'll put a link up on my Facebook page. Y'all email me if y'all ain't get Tiffany Messenger, TiffanI, word messenger at Yahoo. If y'all having a problem contacting her, contact me, panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll send you the link to her pictures off the chain. It's kind of surprising because I'm not a crochet dude, but, like, she got a couple of hats on there that was, like, really, like, look professional. Didn't look like, you know, that shit from, you know, the 70s, like, you know, the big yarn hats and shit, you know what I'm saying? She didn't have them Applejack joints. She had some, like, real official shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, I'm going to walk around looking like, you know what I'm saying, Dancing Machine or some shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, nah, she did her shit. So I'm sitting there going, this is, like, real professional. So me, I'm a simple nigga. I said, look, all you got to do is make me a blanket. And because I'm like a granny nigga. I be sitting in front of the TV with a blanket on and some tea.
Granny.
Yeah, oh, I'm a straight granny nigga. They be walking around like, look, motherfucker, we need to turn the AC on. I'm like, no, we don't. this shit is wrong. Like, I came down here, I was sweating, up. My whole chemistry changed when I came out here because I was be down this motherfucker sweating like a pig. I don't even sweat no more. Like, my whole shit just turned to some Atlanta shit. I got a bathrobe on right now. No AC.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a straight Sopranos robe on right now.
Well, I finished the blanket today. So be looking for that package.
Oh, yes.
I got my girl stuff. Everything will be coming down there soon. Dr. Aline, did your queen get my package? I sent her a package as well.
Yes. Yes, she did. And she loved it. And I was saying thank you.
Oh,
definitely.
You are so welcome.
She loved it.
I I love y'all. I mean, I truly, I said, look, Paddock, no, I say it a lot, but I love y'all. Truly.
See, Khadija asking for a blanket, too, but she don't make her one. Don't make her one. You know what I'm saying? Because she don't never share her blanket.
Nah, I gotta show love to my girl. You know, whatever she wants, she got.
She got a hot blanket. So as soon as you was like, I can never make a blanket, I was like, oh, please. I didn't want to even tell her. I just want to bust out my blanket on her. Like, boom. And she made, like, a green one, a green pan with gold. Holy shit. That is fire, nigga. Fire.
Well,
I want to bust that shit out on.
Brother L, why don't you email me too and let me know if it's something that you would like, and I will get that to you. This is all love. We all family.
Will do.
I do not mind looking out. But I ain't going to hold the line because I know a lot of people trying to get in. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all.
Sister.
Peace and blessings.
Look, she
all right,
you stayed on for, you stayed on for what? Well, listen, she know. She knew what's coming because she do spoken words. She know what was coming next. She know what was coming next. Black girl. Black girl. That's what I started that shit with. Black girl.
You play too much.
You know who you are, black girl. You know who you are. And Tiffany from Detroit. Tiffany from Detroit. You ever see that porn shop show from Detroit? Hardcore porn? Where they sell shit and like everybody from Detroit on the porn. Like on the 8 Mile. I'm like, Tiffany, if I see you selling shit at the porn shop on the 8 Mile, oh my goodness. Like, I don't even watch TV. I'm like, oh,
no.
Black girl.
Peace and blessings, guys. Love y'all. I'm happy
y'all
somebody else can get
through. Peace and love.
Tiffany's the truth. I like her immediately. And you know what I'm saying? She's one of the people that came right in the heart. What the hell? That's Tiffany's theme music. That girl.
Don't know.
You know jazz. Like I know jazz, black girl. And she's like a sweetheart. Like if you remember, she actually called me into the show and was like, hey, I'm gonna send you some stuff up. So you know, people say that all the time. She sent a crispy UPS box with a bunch of stuff for me just from the kindness of her heart. No other reason, just like saying thank you. So you know, and then she took the class. So I'm like, ain't that something? So you know, I'm gonna send her some herbs and all the rest of that stuff. But like to my surprise, her stuff was like really some tight shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think people should take a look because it's surprisingly tight. You know, I thought it would be some old, you know, like come on now, I ain't walking around here. You know, those are knitted shirts never work out good. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna wear a shawl or some shit. So like, but I seen I was like, oh, this shit look like it's like real store bought shit. So you know, I urge people to look and see what she got. You know what I'm saying? Real good people, black girl. You know who you are. You are a butterfly.
You'll go to area code 786. Area code 786. You on the line?
Huh?
Peace.
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 Okay.
786. On the line. Peace.
Hello?
Hey.
Yes,
peace. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes,
loud and clear. Oh, yeah. Peace. Yeah, I'm calling from Miami. I have a question. And, basically dealing with my spiritual practice, dealing with my yoga practice. Basically, I've been doing yoga for about 5 years, like asanas and meditation. The first 3 years, I used to do a lot of meditation, and it helped me with the asanas, the stretching. But 2 years ago, I had to stop meditating because of my schedule. I had to start working a lot. So for 2 years, I haven't been able to meditate, and I just do the asanas. But it seems that since I stopped meditating, I'm not able to do the asanas well anymore, you know, because it's like it's kind of like a dance, you know, like you're doing the dance of the snake. But it's like if you don't do the meditation, you don't do the postures right. And so I've been like kind of injuring myself with the asanas, you know, but I really don't have time to meditate. So I'm kind of caught up in that situation. So I was trying to ask to see, you know, what I could do, you know, anything, any rituals, or maybe tap into some deity energies that might help me with my yoga practice, you know, with the problems that I'm having right now.
Oh, that's something I don't do.
All right.
I couldn't help you there. Like, I would say then, right. if that's the case, you may need to meditate and do whatever you, whatever was working, do whatever works.
So yeah, that, working, that was it.
There's no shortcut. And I haven't heard of a deity that's going to help meditate. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, I'm sure there is one. And but I think that's a bit extreme. For me, my mentality is if I'm going to deal with a deity, I kind of want something great out of it. With meditation and yoga, it sounds like it's just something you do with your body and your focus. You get what I'm saying? Not to say, it's not to say it's out of the rules to use a deity, but it seems a bit extreme, especially when you already know the path that worked for you. You know what I mean? If it's important, I would say make some time and do whatever you need to do that right, or deal with someone who deals with it. Yusira Hotep, you get what I'm saying? I would.
Right.
He's online and he's very personable. So if you send him an email, Brother Wayne Chandler, and I'm not sure how far Lean deals with the yoga.
Yes, I deal with Kundalini yoga. I deal with Kundalini. And I would tell you this, brother. You would want to learn Wei Gong, which is a form of Qigong in which that deals with sitting meditation, in which that deals with the circulation of what is called the micro and the macrocosmic orbit technique. My teacher, Sunyata Saraswati, and one of the another Tibetan students, now a master by the name of Mantak Chia. You might want to check them out. Sanyata book is Jewel Notice. You definitely want to practice those exercises in there. He deals with the asadas, but you can actually do what's called Wei Gong, in which that deals with sitting meditations, in which that you don't even have to do any moving. Everything in which that is moving within you, which is the Shakti force energy known as the Kundalini, the magnetic energy, is also moving through your body and through your various organs to regenerate you without even having to do any movement at all. So you might want to learn those techniques right now. And that's the spirit in which that you'd be calling on, Shekinah, Sophia, who is also referred to as Kundalini. Also, Amma, that is her other name within the Dogon, is Amma, or Amenta within ancient Kemetic, or Amen Rayet, also known as Osset, Isis. All of that is the mother goddess principle, which is, that's what you would be calling upon is the Kundalini. All right? So that's what you would do.
All right. I'll look into that then.
All right, brother.
All right,
let's go to area code 301. Area code 301, you're on the line. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, 301, you're on the line. All right, we're going to go to area code 404. Area code 404, you're on the line. Hey.
Hey.
All right, area code 561. Area code 561, you're on the line.
Yes, fellas, hi. This is Willie Crystal.
Yes, this is Will, and I'm calling from Palm Beach, Florida. And I have a question for Panic. Now, this is my question, Panic, and it may not be nothing really spiritual, but the problem with me is that I have a speech impediment. I haven't stuttered in all my life, and I wanted to know if there was something spiritual about that, or is there something spiritual dealing with stuttering and dopamine in the speech impediment?
Not that I've heard of, but I mean, if you're trying to get over it, I mean,
yes, I am.
There's physical ways to do that. You know what I'm saying? There's therapies and all that to do. I would just look into that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can find a spirit to do anything, but, you know, honestly, that's never been a problem of mine, so I've never had to look or research for that.
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, it shouldn't stop you. So I would say you should get on a quest to find some sort of deity that deals with the throat or the throat chakra, speaking. You should find all the information you can on the throat chakra, and all the find all the physical and human information you can on stuttering. How bad is the stutter on a scale of 1 to 10?
On a scale from 1 to 10, it's probably a 6. But the thing is with me is that I don't stutter when I rap or when I make music or when I sing or when I'm in a really good mood, whether I've been smoking or drinking.
You ain't stuttering now, neither.
Yeah, I know. It's, yes, sir.
Let me tell you. I would say it sounds like, there's plenty of people with speech impediments that get over. There's ways to do that. But let's say you need something spiritual. I mean, it's just a matter of finding the deity that works with the throat and doing deity work. Do you work with deities at all?
Yes, I do. I have been doing the ritual with Legba for the past three terms in college. I have been using that deity, and I do libations before I rap. I get into the zone then, but, you know.
I would go as far as to say, just search hard for something for the throat, something that's blue for the throat, a throat chakra deity, and... See, it's up to you to find something that you feel that you could use and you could work with and see where it takes you, but it's all in the throat chakra. Other than that, because I haven't dealt with that issue, you get what I'm saying? There was nothing for me to ever research or look or even pay attention to that. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Since you're dealing with the issue, I would say, yeah, there's a deity for every single thing in existence. My hope is that people are using these deities for higher purposes than lower purposes. That sounds like something big. If you're having a problem with your speech, that sounds like something high, something that you need to deal with. It doesn't sound like you're trying to get new wheels on your car. You get what I'm saying? Trying to find a deity to get a new car is bullshit. So I think it's up to you to search and find one, because really, by you finding one, tells you that the deity presenting itself to you as you want to work with it. So
right,
it really depends.
Right, I really would tell you this, brother. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I would tell you this, brother, is that the Makir or Makiru, which is the name for Tahuti, means the divine speaker. So you would want to tap to Tahuti. You know, or Jehuti, as it's called, or Thoth, within the Greek. All right, so you definitely want to tap into Tahuti. Of course, his principles deals with rhythm, vibration, which is the music aspect also. So all of that correlates.
Wow. Great, great, great. Guys, I really do appreciate this a lot, man. And I'm fans of both y'all brothers. Y'all keep on doing your thing. And I will be signing up for the video class soon with you, Panic.
Okay, now mind you this too. Keep this in mind, that the throat chakra, there's also a problem in the throat chakra when you study. So how deep have you studied your chakra system and the throat chakra in between, in particular.
I haven't studied these chakras at no point yet.
There's look up your throat chakra, and it will tell you a bunch of deities for throat chakras, a bunch of stones you can get for the throat chakras, a bunch of herbs you can get for the throat chakras, a bunch of perfumes you can get for the throat chakras. Worst case, if you can't find it, you have a problem, just email me. I have that. I have a whole throat chakra thing I'm just giving to you. And it'll give you a whole bunch of things and techniques you could do to start working with the throat chakra as well. Because I'm going to tell you, you didn't stutter until I said you should be stuttering, then you started a little bit. So it makes me think of a certain amount of it psychological, too. And there's got to be, if you smoke weed and certain, when you're happy, you don't. You get what I'm saying? It's almost like when you forget about it. So that's a blockage. You know what I'm saying? That might be through trauma. It could be through you just built yourself there. Maybe something you never just got over. I'm saying, I remember I had my cousins, their father used to stutter terribly when he was little, but he was able to get over. He still had a little stutter, but he had to do therapy and all sorts of stuff, and he eventually got rid of it. But he was like a bad stutterer, you know what I mean? So, I mean, there's a way out of that. There's a way out of that. But as Aline said, the Hootie, that's a good deity to deal with. Mm-hmm. But I think you should deal with the throat chakra as well, you know what I'm saying? Because you're just talking about add more power. It's guarantee you, if I remember correctly, I think stuttering is an imbalance in the throat chakra. I believe it is, if I remember correctly, underactive throat chakra. So you got to put more blue around you, and so on and so forth. As I said, if you can't find enough information, I'll send you. I have a bunch of shit when I was studying that I could send you. So
right, I was just saying, Omo in the chat room said that it sounds like you probably need more breath work, yoga,
wow,
and meditation, and that she can tell that by you taking sips of air, it deals with your breathing. It's you actually holding your breath. So that's what you're trying to gain control over, the stuttering aspect. But the thing is that you're dealing with the throat chakra, like Brother Panic said. So there's a sound or tone in which that helps activate an underactive throat chakra, all right, which is your thyroid glands and your parathyroid glands, which is attached to your esophagus and your larynx. But the sound is the A sound. A, that sound helps with toning your throat chakra. Now, there's herbs that you can take, like iris sea moss, kelp, bladderwrack, you know, chickweed, alfalfa. These are herbs in which that helps with strengthening your throat in particular. So these are some things that you can definitely do. Also, slippery elm, marshmallow root. Omo just put
that
in on slippery elm. Right, so those are herbs which that can also help.
Right. Just a matter of researching. Yeah, I think it's just a matter of you just researching and giving a lot of attention to it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to feel stuck on that one. You know what I'm saying? There's so many routes you can go. You know what I mean? And like I said, especially for someone, you know, and you'll be more aggressive at finding stuff because it's your issue. You know what I mean? I've never had to deal with this issue. So these are just things that kind of makes sense, and the lean deals with it because he deals with meditation more. But there's so much stuff you can do. There's herbs, there's aromatherapy, I'm sure you can figure out some stuff on. Like Aline just told you, the A sound, you know what I'm saying?
Right, the color of sky blue also helps
sky
you buy
blue, right.
The sky blue upon yourself. Imagine sky blue all around you, particularly at the throat chakra. That's also produce a healing effect and activation of your particular thyroid and parathyroid glands in your throat.
Yeah, they should get like blue construction paper, just glance at it. Crystals, anything blue, blue algae and all the rest of that jazz, blue crystalline, put it on the throat chakra, hold it on your person. That's easy. Just put it around your neck area, you know what I mean? Just get some jewelry or whatever. And, you know, you can go on and on for days. There's so many things you could do. Start putting blue, you know, you could do a blue light. Go to, like, Lowe's, one of them places, get a blue light. Get a little room, maybe in your closet, depending on how you got it set up. Put the blue light in, do the meditations in the blue room. I mean, you can go on and on for days. This everything, once you understand the chakra aspect, they're going to tell you the sounds for the chakra. Like he said, the A. You can buy music you know how in so-called classical music, which is Moorish music, they play the same song in the key of A, the key of B, the key of C, key of G. Just buy it in the key of A. Classical music, and meditate to that in the key of A. And hum along with it. You get what I'm saying? So there's so much that humming is another thing that opens up the throat chakra. If I remember correctly, it opens up the pineal if you put the tongue on the top, but it also opens up the throat chakra too. There's a lot, you know what I'm saying? You just got to have an army of tricks to see what works. That's what I think. And like I said, give it a lean, like he said, because he knows about that stuff for real, for real.
Like I said, guys, I really do appreciate it, and I'm going to go to the library during the morning time and definitely try to get some chakra books, and I'm going to definitely try to, I am going to try to fix this problem.
Okay. Yeah, you will. You'll get it done. Ain't nothing, it's a matter of just doing it. Like I said, give me an email, and I'll send you some chakra information that'll save you a lot of time. A lot of times, some shit that's going to be in my book. I'll just send it to you. But the blue chakra, your blue chakra, you'll be straight.
No doubt. Peace, brother. Appreciate
peace, brother,
calling.
Man.
Peace.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you
for calling First World Order Radio. Every Wednesday night is Science Night, so be sure to tell friends, everyone, what's going on every Wednesday night here. Blog Talk Radio, First World Order. Google
you get area code 832. You're on the line. Tell us where you're calling from and your name.
Houston, Texas. It's Farouk.
All right.
What up, brother?
Peace, bro.
Peace, brother. Hey, I've been listening to you, brother, for some time. And actually, I was calling to find out if we could collaborate because I have experience in the inner arts as well, quite extensive training as well. So I made a couple of attempts to speak to you guys a couple of times. Maybe you guys are pretty busy. I understand that. So I want to give it one good effort, one last effort, see if we can do, get all this information out here because this. You know, you guys have quite a bit of information, and we also have the information. But it would be good to collaborate and get the bulk of the information out. To
I'm sorry, what were you trying to do, bro?
Well, collaborate in terms of
in what
sharing.
Context,
sir? Yeah, in the context of Gong, Negong, internal chi cultivation, and you know, many of the arts that we're talking about, many arts that you guys are talking about, in terms of cultivating and development of our spiritual
in a corporation, you say?
No, collaboration. In collaboration. In other words, working together.
I mean, to eventually do like what? To a radio show or something?
No. Through probably, you know, I think it's best
one of the good things since you guys have your Skype classes going on, you know, possibly forming a university type of situation. Yes, sir. Yes, there will.
What I'm usually clear on, and I don't think I'm too far off, that the information that that we bring, you know, I try to, you know, make it so it's for those who seek it, as opposed to aggressively creating a market for it. You get what I'm saying? So in other words, people have to find it. So an elite group of people or a small amount of people should be taking my class as opposed to an abundance. You know, I'm not looking to teach masses or aggressively go after people who are on the fence. I mean, the only gauge, real gauge I have is people taking their time to come up with their little, their pennies and saying, well, I feel it's worth the investment to do it. And that's another way of saying they're serious about what I'm going to teach them. So, really, I haven't put much thought to going beyond what I've been doing because the agenda that I have in my mind is conducive to a small crowd. And the lecture circuit is conducive to what we got going on here.
Okay.
So what was I going to hear? So I'm not looking to necessarily expand, because if I was, and I spoke on this before, and Aleem to bear witness to, I mean, I could just clean up my language and say Hotep and just call them Queens a little bit more, and then people will accept me in areas where they possibly wouldn't, because everyone's looking to politic and network and expand as if this is a business, but that's not my agenda. So I just, so in other words, I just keep it real, keep it dirty, and whoever's supposed to hear this information is going to hear it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I'm not trying to shut down anything, because if my mother was asking me the same thing, I would have the same answer to my mother. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, nah, okay. Mom. But I do appreciate the you know what I mean, the acknowledgement.
Yeah, because you know you got about 40 million people just on Facebook that about 40 million people on Facebook alone that just are into different arts.
Well, the difference would be I'm not interested in their money. I'm interested in waking them up, but they have to wake themselves up. So the only thing I could do, and these are the things I learned from Bobby, from Aleem, is you just be as honest as you possibly can. And those who are supposed to resonate with what you're saying will find you. You get what I'm saying? Because they have to be looking. So, I mean, me trying to capture the audience, you know what I mean? That's not what this is about. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people would be real disappointed if I was that guy. Like, in terms of money-wise, you know, all I need is enough to pay the rent, and you can keep on teaching. You know, I try to explain to people, you know, that actually on my regular job, I was making twice as much as I was making with herb packs, and there wasn't no question of there was going to be a check. You know what I'm saying? So, this, to me, is not a step up, actually. Before anybody knew who Panic was, I was already a $1,000 heir for my job. And prior to all of that, I had a porn business and and I made records all my life. So getting money, getting attention, you know what I mean?
The issue of greed wasn't in my thinking. The issue of enlightenment was in my thinking. And
Even that comes down to some enlightenment. People have to actually seek it. You have to seek enlightenment. I can't force enlightenment by even making myself like Oprah or whatever, that type of thing. And I know it's not greed that you were saying, but that kind of thing goes hand in hand once you have that type of crowd. You get what I'm saying? There's no, once you're trying to build that big crowd, there's nothing else you can do but ask them for a check. You get what I'm saying? Because after a while, you know, you got 40 million people saying, oh, Panic, you're the man. There's no way you could teach them to be independent. You know what I mean? To be self-sufficient, which is really the true message of a teacher, to try to teach other people to become teachers. So by the time you have that mass of following, it's impossible for you to train them to be teachers. You can only train them to be followers.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to find out what your intent was and where your mind was in terms of these arts. Okay, bro.
All right, bro. Good luck.
All right, peace.
Peace. All right, area code 301. Area code 301. You're on the air. Name and where you calling from?
Calling from Maryland.
Peace,
man. Brother.
Peace. How y'all doing? I kind of had more of a comment and a question. The other day, on the 21st, I forgot what type of anomalies happened up in the sky. But anyway, the story is, I was coming from my brother's birthday celebration. His birthday was that night. And my mom, neighbor, my uncle is hanging out on the back porch. I'm inside. So they come running in talking about they want me to get this big bug out back. So I'm like, all right, I'm a man. It's a bug. All right, let me go squash this joke. So I go out back, and it is a big-ass moth, not even from this part of where I'm from. It was just big-ass bug, size of a brick, blue, black, and kind of had some orange. I didn't know, like, where the hell it was from, but it had me go right back inside, like, nah. It's chilling. It's cool. If it tried to defend itself, I'm out. And I want to know what that's probably all about.
Huh?
Well, what I was saying is, it was. I saw something that's not even from my area.
It's a big moth, you saying?
Yeah, it was like a moth-type thing. It looked like a Pokemon to me. But I'm not going to actually call it a Pokemon because, you know,
it's the moth,
you know, reality and shit.
It was the Mothman prophecies. I don't know what it was.
You have to look up shamanism.
No, I ain't kidding. It was
animals and shamanism.
It looked at me with his wings. I was just like, nah, I'm gonna let it be.
I love that shit, motherfucking go too. Yeah, I guess like Aline said, look up some shamanistic animals or some symbols, see if it means something.
Right, because the morph means transformation.
Right, morph is transformation.
Morph, right, means transformation. So when you look it up in shamanistic animals, Doc, so I mean that's what you was dealing with. If that's what you seen, that's what came to you, then that could possibly be one of your totems. So, you know, you definitely need to do more research on it.
On the moth?
Okay. Going into a level of transformation or whatever.
Okay, I'm going to do the knowledge on that. Thank you. Peace.
Yeah.
Peace.
All right. We got area code. Here we go. We got area code 202. You on the line?
Yeah.
Peace.
Oh, I'm so excited! I got in. I was okay. I'm calling from BC, and I have a question. For Baba Panic, I listened to one of your shows before. And you gave a book list about this book called Necronomicon.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only been studying this book for about, let's say, 5 months. And I think this book's, first of all, too heavy for me. And I think so, because I'm reading it. I don't know if it's me, I'm not getting it. Is it too much for me, or what?
Mm-hmm.
And then my second question was, like, what could I do to stop smoking tobacco? Like, what could I do? Because I really want to stop. And I don't do it when I'm in public. I do it by myself. And I really wish I could stop. It's a terrible habit. And I don't know.
Well, I hate for it to sound like a cheap transition, but people have smoked my third pack and stopped smoking tobacco. That's an option. Or you're just going to have to get some Nicorette and just chew it out. Now, you know, or maybe Aleem has some information there. Now, with the Necronomicon, what book have you read first or tried to read first?
Okay. So, first, I got this psychic workshop book. Start reading it, and that was pretty good.
In terms of the Necronomicon.
Oh, no, I just heard you talking about it, and I was like, sounds interesting about the Donald Tyson.
You didn't try to read it yet.
No, I tried to read the beginning, and I was just like, wait a minute, hold up, what is this?
Which book did you try to read in the beginning?
The Wanderings of Algeron.
But it might be something, like, all of this information isn't just... you shouldn't want it to be easy, because if it was easy, then it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a path to understanding more of the Necronomicon. First, you need to understand where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
It is writing from a white writer named H.P. Lovecraft, who wrote fiction. Now, his work, horror as we know it today, I would say, is owed to H.P. Lovecraft. So two things happened with his writing in the early, Early in his writing, because he himself said they were dreams, and he himself said they were fiction, and he wrote them for a comic book called Weird Tales at first. They were short stories. Two things started to happen. He was regarded by some as a literary genius and the others as an occultist that was having these dreams. So there's so much lore around him that there are occult, and what he did was made his books or his work what they call public domain, meaning anyone could write and not have to pay him money to do that. Anybody could write on the subject of what then was called the Cthulhu mythos. Wasn't called the Necronomicon yet. And no one would have to pay his estate because he made it public domain. And everyone has. So for years, this has been a phenomenon, this Necronomicon. So now halfway through, half the people had split and said it was an occult writings. The other half just made Freddy Krueger. Like, for instance, Stephen King is an admitted bitch of Lovecraft. So the Stephen King-type movies, Phantoms, Evil Dead, Cabin in the Woods, Johnny Depp, The Ninth Gate. When you hear the movies Creature from the Black Lagoon, The Blob, Mothman Prophecy was based on a real thing, Species, all of these aliens, all of these types of movies mimic something evil, something black has returned, Phantoms, Ghost Ship. All of those were Necronomicon-ish movies. Now, on the occult side, you had W.H. Mueller, who was really Kenneth Grant, few other writers, Pseudonomicon by Phil Hines, but the most comprehensive writer is Donald Tyson that spent most of his time on Necronomicon stuff. So what you were picking up was occultist interpretation of his literary work. Because, again, if he made it public domain, that means anybody could take it, including myself. Not only can I write it word for word and not get sued, I can make my own interpretation of it. So what you have is you kind of got to know where the stuff came from to see what Donald Tyson's commentary is on Al Zared. The first story that H.P. Lovecraft wrote was The Mad Arab, The Wanderings of Al the Red, or it was actually The Hound, which was the actual first story. And it's a story about this mad Arab, or this Arab that went crazy in the desert because he interfaced with what later on became the Necronomicon, Cthulhu mythos. So it was the deity Cthulhu. Now, what was interesting was Lovecraft would tell you these stories came from his dreams, but he was able to dream, wake up, write a story, and continue in another dream with the story. He would actually get installments. So anybody who's an occultist said if he's continuing off from a dream where he left off from, that's spirits. While regular humans are saying, no, he just had a one of those minds, he was a recluse, and so on and so forth. But he used to actually pick up on the stories years after. It wasn't just one story. He would have installments to these stories. He had about 7 or 8 major deities: Cthulhu, Azathoth, Yog-Sothoth, Nyarlathotep, Shub-Niggurath. I'm missing a couple of more. It was the one with the A. Nevertheless, he would give these installments. So later on, first they were called the Cthulhu mythos because there was a mythology, and then later on people started calling it collectively the Necronomicon. This is something he just never used. In 1977, there was a bookstore owner named Simon who said, well, people are coming in looking for Necronomicon, and there's a book that doesn't exist. So he wrote a book called Necronomicon, known as the Simon Necronomicon, which he used a lot of Sumerian deities, which with itself it became a very popular fraud. And he just recently released a book talking about all the shit that happened in 1977 when he released that book, Son of Sam, and all the crazy shit that was going on in the 70s when he released that book. But people wanted the original Lovecraft deities. And so ultimately Donald Tyson, and there's a handful of Daniel Harms, Encyclopedia of Cthulhu. There's a punk series, which is still comic book style, where they use other writers to write on the Necronomicon. See, when H.P. Lovecraft was alive, he gave permission to people to write on it, and he was alive while people were writing on it, like Robert Bloch, August Derleth. So there's thousands of these Necronomicon monsters at this point, but the original Lovecraft monsters start with Al Zared, the Wanderings of Al Zared in the desert. So when you read Donald Tyson, if you don't know a lot of this information, what he's saying is going to escape you, because the idea is you're reading that book after you know what Lovecraft is, his impact. There's another book called The Necronomicon Files. It's also by Daniel Harms and another author. And in it, they talk about the literary impact of the Necronomicon, the movies, you know, in media, and the occult impact. Now, the point of all of this is, in the mythology, the chief deity or the chief priest, Cthulhu, comes from Saturn. And they eventually ruled the world with Cthulhu's spawn. There's a war with the elder gods, and Cthulhu and his minions basically go to sleep in an island that's sunk in the Pacific Ocean, which is akin to the Atlantean story. And the story goes, Cthulhu will one day rise and wipe out humanity. This is the same Osirian story. This is the same The Titans Will Rise story. So just the mere fact that Lovecraft is telling a story that's in synchronicity with most mythology on the planet, basically an old ancient energy that returns, tells you that this shit is a cult. And also the movie The Fog and The Mist is also about Necronomicon shit. And I'm missing like at least 30 movies that are Necronomicon. A Lovecraft movie that was written by him is The Reanimator. If everybody remembers The Reanimator, That's Lovecraft actually wrote that movie. And there's another movie called In the Mouth of Madness, where Lovecraft has a famous story in the Mountain of Madness. So in the Mouth of Madness, this guy goes insane looking for this author and goes into this dimension. All of that is loosely based on Lovecraft. And he starts killing people and the world ends. All that's Lovecraft shit. And they're loosely based now on Lovecraft. The Frighteners is also loose by Peter, which later did The Lord of the Rings, is loose, is Lovecraft-esque in its writing. Stephen King, Dean Koontz, all of that. Jason, Freddy is all Lovecraft horror. Prior to that, it was all that Edgar Allan Poe in the Raven shit. So prior to Lovecraft, horror was like Dracula, The Mummy, Frankenstein. When Lovecraft came in again, his stories, I have, Bobby sent me books and books on Lovecraft shit, and I'm not a fictional reader, but I read some of them stories. The shit is just creepy for fiction. There's just, like, all the stories where you see, like circus freaks and shit. He has this shit called The Cats. That's just weird. The way he's just telling the story, you actually reading the shit getting chills. So as a writer, his descriptions was, like, insane. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that's ever matched it. And he was this weird old recluse, lived with his moms. It was in Rhode Island. Shit is just weird. Shit is just weird. But all that to say, once you know his lore, his story, the hype that's around him, when you read the occultist understanding of it, you'll love it. Now, what I did, there's a chapter in my book where I broke down all of his monsters to the human body, which is off the hook. It's something I teach in class. And that's usually the last thing I teach in class because it's dealing with the deepest reaches of your subconscious mind, your primal urges. Your primal urges is looked at as these monsters. Your humanity, see, what he talks about is these monsters that were before humanity. See, if we thinking they're monsters like because we're so used to the devil, but they're actually monsters in terms of if you compare it to humanity, because you would be a monster. Because I explained to people in class that without your human mindset, without your human socialism or your moralism that was trained to you, you would be that same monster. You only respect your elders because you were trained to respect your elders. You only don't eat cookies for dinner like a monster and put on clothes because somebody told you to do that. If you had your way, you'd be running around shitting, you know what I'm saying, on some Tarzan shit until somebody said, don't do that. Until somebody said, respect your elders, don't curse, sit up straight, cross your legs, a lady wears a dress, a man does this. So you were trained as a human to act a certain way.
Yeah.
How many times did you want to crack someone's spine just for them cutting you off in line? You just I tell it, every guy here knows you wish you could just feel, you could give titty hellos, just feel a titty go, hi, feel a titty. But you know you're going to jail. You know what I'm saying? So we can't do titty. You know there's a consequence to titty hellos, titty greetings. So, but in your mind, every guy in here knows if you could give titty greetings, you would give titty greetings. You know what I'm saying? If you could do it, but you can't do it. So, but if I was that person doing it, you would say one thing. He's a fucking monster. You know what I'm saying? If you know we had our way, you wouldn't even wear no drawers. You wouldn't even wear no drawers. And you'd be like, hey, you know, you'll be the monster. You know what I'm saying? So they're not talking about actual monsters. They don't exist. They're talking about your subconscious urges, which is what Cthulhu stuff, Niggeroff, Yogg-Sothoth, what's his name? Nyarlathotep, all of these deities represent the primal kundalini, primal chakra, primal soul. The Dagon represents the primal hypothalamus gland. So I go through all of that shit in my book, actually, and we do that one in class. But once you understand it, it puts it all together. You get what I'm saying? So it's not heavy in terms of you as a black girl can't get into it. It's just that you haven't went through the path to receive that yet. But this is our shit. They're talking about the black man, black girl. Are you scared of who you are, black girl?
I was reading a book, and I'm like, because every time I read something, I try to compare it to myself. Like, hold up, what is this? Is this really talking about some stuff inside of me? I always, like,
right.
I look at stuff like that. And I was reading, and I was like, hold up, wait a minute. I'm getting, like, I was getting creeped out. By the time I finished the first chapter, I was like, wait a minute. I don't know if this I'm ready for this. You know?
Let me tell you, if you are on the fence about, are they talking about a black woman, all you have to do is get your hair wet, and then we'll see who Cthulhu really is. You know what I'm saying? Let them throw your ass in the pool. You know what I'm saying? You will become a fucking yard tips off on their head. You will become shove nigger off on their ass. Let them throw your ass in the pool. Let your baby daddy don't pay that goddamn child support. You know what I'm saying? Cthulhu rise. I am Cthulhu. Oh, shit. I better pay her. Get this nigga some pull-ups. I better hurry up and get this nigga some pull-ups.
But that's it,
Brother
Panic. That's all I wanted to ask. And I listen to y'all all the time. And thanks for dropping the knowledge. You know? I'm here listening.
Glad to have you. It's always good to hear somebody good. How old are you, sister?
I'm
26. 26. Young and ready for action. So that's good. I like to hear young folks into this shit because it's going to shape their life forever. You know, you're on it. And like I said, a lot of stuff, just get the prerequisite information. What Bobby Hemmett did for me was he gave me a lot of background information. So when I was able to study it, I like kind of knew where it was coming from. You get what I'm saying? So always try to look for the background information on something. Like, so if you got an H.P. Lovecraft book and you hear him talking about it, Google it as well. Because if you look up Al Zared, you'll find he has a Wikipedia page, and it's spelled out plain and simple where it came from. You get what I'm saying? That's how you research that. You get what I'm saying? So you look at stuff that way, then when you read it, you kind of have a better idea of what it is you're getting into. Very important. Very important.
Thank you. We're going to continue on to the next caller. We're going to go to area code 404. Area code 404, you're on the line. Hey.
Wow. Is your radio on?
Let's go to area code 347. Area code 347, you're on the line. Area code 347.
Not there, I guess.
Go to area code 334. Area code 334. You on the line?
Peace. Y'all can
hear
me? Peace, God.
What's up? Yo, peace, Panic. Peace, Arlene.
Peace,
hey, first of all, I want to, Panic, you're in the Atlanta area. I'm in Alabama, man. First of all, I want to invite you to come down to our 10th annual Chitlin Eating Festival this year, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Look, fired up.
I was just fucking with you. No, serious, though. I got a question, but first I want to say some fly shit that happened. Like, I've been in, listening and whatever, and into the knowledge only for a couple of years. But interesting thing happened. Like, in November, my sister comes through, and she's not conscious at all. She's like, I got you a gift. And she's like, you know what to do with it or whatever. So I'm like, she keeps saying, you know what to do with it. She's like, you got to put the butt to the door, the booty to the door. So I'm like, what are you talking about? So she goes in this Avon bag and she pulls out an elephant. So I'm like, what the fuck? So first thing I'm thinking, damn, okay, this is some Ganesh shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not a Ganesh statue, but it's an elephant. And it was like, it's weird that she's giving this to me because I'm just, you know, getting up on this, and she has no clue. And then so she like, well, your father used to always have these elephants. My pops died when I was like 6, you know what I'm saying? So she was like, he used to always have these elephants and say, keep them, point the bus to the door, and it'll bring money in the house or whatever. So I'm tripping off that shit because I'm like, damn, you know, this got to be him sending this shit through her because and she don't know. And she's just looking at it on some, you know, regular tradition shit or whatever. And it was ironic that I was just starting to learn about Ganesh and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so, what winds up happening, like I said, so I was dealing with the Ganesh energy or whatever, dealing with that, and I didn't, even now, I don't have an actual Ganesh statue, but I use that elephant. You see what I'm saying? And I heard you on another show talking about doing the curry bath and all that, you know what I'm saying? So I did that, but as I've been dealing with this now, I'm starting to see that other energies are on the same line with it, like Anubis and like a Legba or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I've been having all these dreams about the dogs and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I always had a fear of dogs or whatever. But I've been having these dreams about the dogs, and then, you know what I'm saying, my wife, she don't know nothing about this shit. And I'm just starting to really, I've been hearing a Legba, but I just really looked it up like about a month ago to really start learning, and I peeped in his colors, red and black, which always been my favorite colors. But then on top of that, my wife out the blue the other day, she comes and she brings me a red and black pair of shoes. So I'm like, you know, I'm connecting all this shit. But then with my pops, it's like, I remember growing up, he had a picture, and I'm thinking now it was probably Kali, because Kali liked blue, right? With a lot of hands, and he had this oil painting. And
Kali's black. Krishna's blue.
Oh, okay. So it was like a blue. It was an oil painting of a, you know, and it had like a lot of hands. And I remember being shorty, like being scared of the joint or whatever. But I just figured now, I'm like, okay, my pops probably, he knew something. And I guess, you know, I asked some of the family members, but they like, nah, he wasn't into this and that. But something was there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
anyway.
And like I said, I used to have dreams about him, like he would meet me on a plane and give me these special powers or whatever. So I'm looking at it like he's been trying to talk to me now, hoping for it. But what my question is, after all that said and done, I got the book, the Complete Magician's Table, right? And I'm kind of lost on how to apply it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Well, it comes from Crowley 777, where, you find a number, your number frequency, and you could follow that number through every pantheon. So you know how they have a list of every single pantheon? So if your number was a 7, you can go through every 7 and find out what it relates to and see
Okay, so basically I need to just, whatever my number is, that's the basic way to use it.
Yeah, I would say get a basic book on numerology, because there's different ways you can find numbers. You could just use all the contractions in your name, and then you could use all the vowels in your name. That's the hidden part of you. So it'll be like, that's the hidden part of you, that's the vowel part. You can do with birthdays. So find a book on numerology and see what you're most comfortable with.
A couple of those, and I just figured out the number. I just wasn't, like I said, I was just trying to figure out the best way to apply the book, because I heard you recommend it on another show, and I got it, and I was reading it, and I was like, okay, I'm lost like a motherfucker. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I kind of,
it's a reference book. It's not a read-through book. It's a reference book. So if you have to reference, for instance, let's say you just keep having a dream about the number 5. You can say, well,
so
what's
that
mean?
Baba.
Right.
Okay,
so really just decoding the symbol of number, days, planetary influence, zodiac.
Okay. All right, I appreciate that, man. But that's all
no
I wanted
problem.
To know, so I can know the best way to use that book and apply it. And I appreciate y'all, man. Good night. Hold it down.
No problem, brother. That's good. That's what's up.
Good night. All right, for those that want to call in, the number is 626-414-3535. That's 626-414-3535. Call on in. You still got another half an hour left of the show. So let me go back to area code 404.
Still party.
7. Yep. Area code 347. You're on the line.
Hey, brothers. I wanted to call in again and ask for one more question. How y'all doing again?
All right. That's cool.
Well.
This question is for, you know, all three of y'all that could, you know, pitch in. Y'all know the whole atheist thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to get y'all thoughts on, because I know it's like a whole white people consciousness type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know, like, y'all thoughts or y'all dissertations on that whole thing.
Well, mine is that for a so-called melanated person to say that they don't believe in God means that they don't believe in themselves, because they are God. Because all the mythos in the ancient cultures is based on their very existence.
Yes.
We are the oldest people on the planet Earth, and every other culture, group, tradition, race, or races that came after us have within their mythos about us being the gods of this planet.
Exactly.
And not just of this planet, but of all the planets in the universe.
Yes.
In other words, we was never just relegated to just one planet. You know, and so therefore, they know of the abilities in which that we possess, which is the gate opener, which is known as the pineal gland, and that ability in order to astral project, astral travel, soul travel, biolocation, remote viewing, psychomancy, which deals with clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairguessing, clairsentience, psych chemistry, you know, telekinesis, telepathic. We have all these gifts, but it only comes through by way of highly developed endocrine gland system known as your chakra system. So you have to work on it. You have to master it. So being that we have melanin, you know, melanin is one of the key components of activated endocrine gland system. You know, so without melanin, you lack that ability. You lack the ability in order to go in. You know, so therefore, you know, every mythos was talking about us. And we have to realize it and get back in tune with the mythos in order to understand who we really are. That's what all these stories are about, whether we say that they're whether they saying that they're literal, historical, whatever the case is. As Brother Panic always broke down, there's an exoteric and there's an esoteric. We deal, of course, for all the radio, we deal with the esoteric information, which means in a meaning. You know, what is this saying? You know, what does it mean to you? Or what does it mean to me? You know, so, I mean, that's the way in which that we see it. My point is, Brother Panic.
Yeah, that's well said, well said. So then we look at the flip side, why white people can even say the word atheist, because, as Aline just pointed out, it's us saying it's preposterous because we are those gods. So, and since they don't believe in themselves, since there's nothing to them, since they were created here on the planet and they have no divine origin, they are not gods. So they cannot believe in themselves. So they are atheists by nature, because there's nothing in them that is divine. Or let's say what's in them is divine. They may have the potential. I'll be a little bit more nice, because even a roach can evolve. And they did start out with the stuff that we created. They started out from our DNA. But let's just look at where they are in the game right now. In the game, them calling themselves atheists is right on point. They have nothing to offer, nothing to they have nothing to believe in. And even the idea of, and they still can't even admit, even in black men's, black women's ignorance, they still believe in us. All you have to do is watch the MTV Awards to see who God is. You get what I'm saying? See who's really running this. In our ignorance, every goddamn thing they do. You seen that Miley Cyrus bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And flat ass can't dance, and he's still trying to make this. He's still trying to redeem Madonna's ass. This fucking idiot dancing with a dress up like Beetlejuice and shit with the fucking striped suit on. And I'm sitting there like, you know, this is pathetic. And all the white rap acts that come on is pathetic. They bow down to Justin Timberlake. He's a fucking weak rendition of a weak rendition. You know what I'm saying? A copy of a fucking copy. Brother Daoud said he danced like one of them trees on goddamn Lord of the Rings. You know what I'm saying? But they all, you know, Khadiji looked at it and said, God damn, well, they just all trying to be niggas. They doing bad versions. Niggas is doing bad versions of niggas these days. So they're doing bad versions of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Usher's a bad version of Michael Jackson, and fucking Chris Brown's a bad version of Usher. You know what I'm saying? And fucking Justin Timberlake's a bad version of Chris Brown. So it's like they have nothing. So in our ignorance, they're still trying to copy us. So the true atheist is them by their nature, because there's nothing in them that they believe in. And their self-hate has been reflected on their true God. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you hear the dialogue that they say about the common slave, the reality is it's them. It's them. You get what I'm saying? So when they talk about the inferiority and the smaller brain power, it's them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real. We want to get down to it. This is about genetics. You know what I'm saying? They say you ain't been here long enough to even play the game with us. So,
no.
You know, the title of God, Goddess, is a level of consciousness. If we ain't made that level of consciousness, it's not a thing you are. It's a reflection, a realization of what you truly are, kind of. It's not something that you kind of, it's not a being, you get what I'm saying? It's a reflection of what you truly are, and really God consciousness is something that you have to see on the, you have to see it within yourself. You get only have melanin to do that. So the true atheist is them by nature, because they have, there's no nothing. The black person saying that is just, as Lean pointed out, just a form of deep ignorance.
Exactly. Self, yeah.
Self, you know, deep ignorance and self delusion, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They even said something. I was looking on YouTube, right? And I was looking at some comments, because the whole atheism thing actually started me up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really believe that whole shit, so I'm on no God or whatever. But I didn't think there was a God over me at that time when I was into that whole atheist thing. That's why I could really gravitate towards it, because
right.
That whole Christian thing,
right.
I wasn't really fucking with that shit at first, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I really that's like one of my first points of consciousness, that whole atheism thing, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, on YouTube, I used to look at certain videos, and I would actually see some people. These mothers used to say there's no such thing as the soul, because they used to talk about psychology. They used to say
right.
The real meaning of psychology is the study of the soul. And the mothers used to say there's no such thing as a soul. I'm like, now, I know who real motherfuckers are talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, usually you're just saying atheist because there's nothing else to say. You was just at a point where you divorced yourself from religion and you just didn't have knowledge yet. You get what I'm saying? So you would have to say something like, I'm an atheist. See, white folks, that's a process for them. Bobby Hemmett actually was saying this. He said, well, that's the conspiracy movement is actually the white man's civil rights movement. So, yeah, that's profound. They got really big on this conspiracy thing. Their God, because now that they're going against conspiracy, the powers that be in government is pro-religion. So they have to say no just based on the fact that they're conspiracy theorists and the government loves Jesus. So they have to say no to that. So they have nothing else to add. They can only take away. You get what I'm saying? So it's not like they can say, I'm not a religious person, but I believe in this and that. So now they say, well, I don't believe in anything. I'm an atheist. Then you see them they go hard for the Constitution now. Like, this is a real fucking thing now. Oh, but the Constitution doesn't say that. But your constitutional rights, that's some shit they made up too. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But wait a minute, that's against the Constitution. well, I know my rights and all this dumb shit. So that became their god, the Constitution. You'll hear him talk about that. Now, for a black person, you're usually divorcing yourself from religion because you're about to get knowledge. So we just say atheist, but ask the deepest Christian, they'll never say there ain't no spirit. If they go in there and some shit fall over in the house, they ain't sitting around going, oh, that's just Jesus. They're going, oh, we need to get the fuck up out of here. I don't give a fuck how Christian they are. Niggas ain't denying no spirit shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
No matter how Christian they are. So we can't divorce ourselves from it. We can play ignorant and do all of this stuff, but it'll never really leave us. You know what I'm saying? A true black atheist is somebody who's really hurting. You know what I'm saying? It's really hurting. They really hurt and hate themselves. So white people, they go through this process in their consciousness, but they don't have nothing to put back. Jordan Maxwell is a prime example. Mr. Conspiracy Theory, but he's one of them dudes in Zeitgeist who's excellent. He's a master at destroying religion and where this shit came from. But he has not one iota to say, well, here's the divinity in that statement. Even though he's dropping mad divine shit. And when you look at Zeitgeist, but if you ain't black, it ain't got nothing to do with him. He's basically telling you, it ain't got nothing to do with me. I know religion's bullshit, and I'm going to tell you why. The sun god and December 25th and 3 days of the sun and Virgo. And tells you all of that shit. But it ain't got nothing to add to it. You get what I'm saying? They never have nothing to add. So you were just at a point where you just didn't have nothing to add until you got that knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But atheism, that's a whole, you know, because it comes with more than not believing in there's God. Like you said, it starts having, if you don't believe in there's God, you have to start questioning the soul and the origin of this. And niggas ain't ready to answer all that. You know what I'm saying? Well, then what's the origin of humanity? Evolution. Niggas ain't believing that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't believing that bullshit. Or you can only go but so far with that bullshit. If white people ain't got nothing else, they can go in that shit with 100% zeal. Like, what's the white boy? Smart at destroying religion, but as soon as you get into a metaphysical thing, it's over. Bill Maher. Kill these motherfuckers. Made religionists. Clowning these niggas, making them look, he's a confessed atheist. I've seen preachers get reverends get on this show.
I think it was called Religiosity. I think the name of the joint that he did was called Religiosity. Something like
religionist,
that.
Religionist or religiosity or something. I think it was religionist or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But stand-up comedian, he had politically correct. And now he has that shit on HBO. So where he goes hard, you know, on atheist and shit. I've seen him tear this fucking white reverend the fuck up. You know, the white reverend, we should use the Bible to get together and black people and free them. Say, fuck all of that. Shit all over this dude. Answer that. The dude's just stuttering. You know, he shits on him hard. And then there was this brain surgeon or whatever he was, who had a near-death experience, so he wrote a book on it. Oh, I was a butterfly, I was this and that, just clown this nigga for like a half an hour. I'm like, well, that's it. You go into the quantum world, so you're going to be and be able to connect to all things that's alive. You know what I'm saying? You're really, really a part of the whole quantum collective now. You know what I'm saying? Makes sense. Shit all over him. And it's like, but he's a master at shutting down religion. You know what I'm saying? He went through these motherfuckers with Jonah and the whale so hard. He's the funniest white boy to watch. But they ain't got nothing to add. They ain't got nothing. They ain't got no alternative. They ain't got no alternative. All they got is ain't no God, smoke weed, Constitution. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Right. In science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not even really respecting science, because here you had a brain surgeon telling them some shit, you know what I'm saying? But he went off on the deep end, you know what I'm saying? And not really respecting science, you know what I'm saying? But the science part, the scientific shit that they want to hear, you know what I'm saying? Well, evolution and what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything.
They
just came together on this bubble. Right. We came together on this bubble from apes. That's their shit. Y'all was born in a cave from apes. They know their story.
Yes, they do.
They know their story. So all of that shit to say, black people by nature shouldn't be, can't be, unless they're really, really that far down the line. You know what I'm saying? In terms of how much they hate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see no divinity in themselves. They see nothing special within themselves. That's what I would say.
Yeah, that's very good.
Right, but the whole point too, Ak, is that what moves your physical body?
Right.
If you say it's your mind, then what is your mind made out of? And which that,
right,
you know, utilizes the brain as the vehicle which operates through the physical body as the vessel. You would have to say energy.
Right.
You know what I mean? English transliteration is energy. In Hawaii, it's called kahuna mana. In Japan, it's called ki. In China, it's called chi. In India, it's called prana. In ancient Kemet, it's called ra. So,
right. Because
the words that we use, you know what I'm saying, getting the German word from gut, you know, to now, as we use it with the English God, it's still talking about energy. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So for you to deny that there's energy which is moving through you, and actually you are the energy which is moving the physical vessel. You are the energy that's moving that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you are God, and that's what we're talking about in that type of arena. You know what
right.
I'm saying? For atheists to say that they don't believe in God is saying that they deny an energy, which is Newton's first law. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is Tauhid's first law, that all is mind and everything in the universe is mental or is energy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
which
Brother
Pettis, kill energy.
That matter of fact,
never
Brother Pettis, that was one of his opening statements tonight.
Right.
It was.
You know what I'm saying? He told you to get the Kabbalion, the first principle. Mentalism. The all is mind
right.
and everything in the universe is mental. In other
mental.
Words, it's energy. It's energy.
Right.
Which
so,
never dies.
Right. So
it
so
never
they,
dies.
So when they say that they atheists,
right.
that means denying their whole Egyptology or Kemetology or whatever they want to refer to it as, they're denying the science of energy, which is apparent in all around us, which means that it's dealing with electromagnetism. They
right.
denying the forces of centrifugal and centripetal force, you know.
Right.
In other words, they're not scientifically looking at it. You know what I'm saying? Metaphysics
right.
is nothing but us analyzing what operates the physical body and the physical tangible things from its spiritual counterpart. We're
right.
saying, okay, your physical body exists, yes, all right, but there must be something invisible in which that is moving it. I can't see the breath,
right.
so the breath
animates it.
Right. right, the holy breath must be that which animates it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Only time I can see it is when it's cold outside and I blow on some shit.
Right.
Right.
All right, other than that, you know what I'm saying? I basically don't even think about it unless I'm doing some serious meditation. Then I'm focused
right.
on how to feel it. But even then, that's energy. Water
mm-hmm.
vapor. That's energy. Your body is three-fourths of water. You 75% water. You're an aquatic being. Water
right.
is energy. Water is emotion. Water is truth. Water is light.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
Right, so I'm talking about, so what I'm talking about, they deny the very existence. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, even on a scientific
level,
outlook.
Right.
On
right.
a scientific level, they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
No,
and
not
then they,
debatable.
Then they bring in that Europeanized shit in order to try to counteract metaphysics, and there ain't no fucking possible way to do it. And that's
right.
why none of these motherfuckers can't damn deny metaphysics. You know what I'm saying? Pastor
yeah.
Ray Higgins tried getting at me on Facebook about the using the term metaphysics, about the word metaphysics was, it's a word in which that was coined by Aristotle. Well, who the fuck is Aristotle?
Yeah, what the fuck is
that mean?
It didn't exist.
Right, based on the book Stolen Legacy, written by George G. James, Aristotle, as well as the rest of them, Euripides, Socrates, Herodotus, all of them was trained in where? In Egypt.
Right.
All of them, students.
And shit, and that's what you teach.
Right.
Teach kite.
Right. So if there's any philosophy in which that they inherited, that was the metaphysical philosophy. Because you look up the word metaphysics and you look up the word philosophy, they're synonymous.
Yeah.
Wow.
Philosophy and metaphysics is synonymous. It's the same thing. And guess what?
Right.
When you get a PhD, when you go to their school system and you become an alumni, an illuminated one, you get a PhD. Guess what the word PhD means? It means philosophy degree.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't fucking play with me.
No, they didn't, Socrates, none of them. They didn't even finish the second degree of the mystery system.
Exactly.
They didn't even finish that.
That's what they cheerlead, too, philosophy. They cheerlead Aristotle and all them crackers and Euripides and all of them crackers there. Because those are the ones that were able to get a little bit of information out of us.
That's it.
And that's what Brother L is saying. They actually never went through the whole mystery system. So all of their great thinkers only got fragments.
Exactly.
Of the mystery system.
We only gave them 3 degrees out of a 9-degree system.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
They ran away with it.
Yeah, they ran away. They had to run with it.
Man,
couldn't get everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get down with this shit for the longest. It ain't never happened. We still trying to do it on MTV.
Yeah,
even with that whole new age thing, I'm seeing crackers in the store. Because I go to Barnes & Noble sometimes to get my books, right? Sometimes I be in the new age section. That's where I usually I look for my books. I'm seeing all these crackers in the new age section. And I notice just the way they act around the information. It seems fishy. You know what I'm saying? I feel that kind of out of place type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, they still in their mind. They think it's theirs. Somehow they discover some new shit. Just the fact that they call it new age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shit, what happened to the old age?
And it's not new.
It ain't. Old shit.
That's all.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much a norm. They're fucking funny as hell. you just could lose them. You could show them how much they don't know. You know, I used to do that shit in East-West books. You know, because they're all eager to help you, then you just ask them a question that they have no fucking idea what it is.
Right.
Wow. Well, I'll check back with you.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow, that is a good one. That's a good question. I think I know it. No, you don't, bitch.
No, I don't.
And, you know, especially me, I wear that hip-hop shit, so they really think they're going to come in and bedaggle me.
Right.
You ask them something, you know, tell them some shit they ain't never heard of.
Right.
Oh, you fucked up. Yeah. Real funny. But, real funny. But it's really about knowing yourself. Like, see, Lean just dropped it. Know about energy. I mean, the common sense tells you, like, after it's all said and done, that's always been the question. Something's got to be animating you. What the fuck is animating you? You get what I'm saying? What is animating you? And that doesn't even make you ponder. You know what I'm saying? What started the... Let's even say you are this haphazard blend that came together and all of a sudden you're Homo erectus and walk the fuck around. What started that process? You get what I'm saying? What substance well, I'm hydrogen, carbon. Well, what are those substances then? You know what I'm saying? That came together to make a man or a woman. What are those substances, even on a physical level? You get what I'm saying? What started the process? You get what I'm saying? What overseen the process? So, I mean, it's just no matter how, whatever point you end up at, you still have to ask yourself, what the fuck is the origin of that then? Well, I started from a lighter. Well, what's the origin of a lighter? I started from lighter fluid. Well, what's the origin of lighter fluid? I started from a baseball bat. Well, what's the origin of a baseball bat? You know what I'm saying? There's never really no answer. There's something that had to put that into being, or a certain substance that something divine has to start somewhere to start any process. You never could get never get down to the bottom of a satisfactory atheist answer. You know what I'm saying?
No.
There's got to be something. You got to have something. And now we already know what it is. We already know it's melanin. We already know it's this life spark. We already know it's, we've been calling it the soul and kundalini and all the rest of that stuff. But, you know what I mean? You can't avoid that. You know what I mean? Somebody with common sense. That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Are we in the last 5 minutes? First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. with Dr. Aline Bay, dralinebay.com. You could get in contact with me at panicpack@hotmail.com. PANICTACK. And remember, the classes are coming up, so you want to get in these classes. Now is the time to email. Let's get it on. Plenty of herb packs, CDs for meditation, spiritual baths, other products, Ganesha crystals, incense, and all the jazz that you need. Just send me an email. I'll be more than happy to send you a list of what we got going on.
No doubt. We want to thank y'all for listening to First World Order Radio. Definitely go and check out www.dralinebay.com. That is the website to check out also. So once again, that's dralinelbey, dralinebay.com. Check us out. We got those crystals for you, them chocolate crystals, as well as many other items. So come on and check us out. Also, we have classes in which that we have perpetual over the 3 month span, in which that deals with the science of healing, which deals with Qigong, Tai Chi, Reiki, Pranic Healing, Kundalini Yoga, Tantra, Kriya Yoga, all types of information in which that we go into. So, and also you get actual practice, hands on experience. Check us out. All right?
Yes, sir.
Brother Panic, is any closing remarks?
Nothing, we'll just be doing it week to week. If we don't come back next week, it'll be the week after with something hot for that ass. And
we're
gonna keep it going. First World Order Radio, you know what I'm saying? And as always, it's been a pleasure.
No doubt.
And we're gonna keep it up. You can always email us, let us know if you wanna hear about a subject and we'll deal with it. And we're gonna keep it rolling.
Yeah, one of the goddesses and another brother wrote us about dealing with the Kabbalah.
Okay, we can do that.
And I'm dealing with the clip off.
Oh, okay, I did a show on it, but we could revisit it, and I can deal with it.
Okay.
That's a good one with the clip off.
All right.
Yeah, I've done a show. Oh, just go more. Marina L. She's in the building. I know she got a messed up wig on right now. So. her wig is something terrible. I hate you, Panic. You don't hate me. Hate that nigga that did your hair. You know what I'm saying? Hate that nigga you bought that wig from. And she took my class. She was